The sound you hear is a spinning wheel of podcasts, which will decide every week what Akiva and I will cover here, because Rob and Akiva need a podcast. And this week, Rob and Akiva will call a fake Madden game.
Just like everybody wanted.
Welcome back. Episode number 2, Akiva, of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. And I'm so pumped up for this episode because we are going to be calling a Madden simulation of the New York Jets. Do we know who the home team is?
We don't. We'll find out.
We'll
when
find
we click
out.
On. I've been afraid to click on the video link because I don't want spoilers. You know, I'm very spoiler averse.
Yes, we have a YouTube link of a Madden game simulated between the Jets and the Patriots. The runtime on the game is about 32 minutes, so you can skip ahead about 30. We'll probably have a little bit of foreplay, but about 40 minutes or so. I'll put the time code in the show notes if you want to skip ahead for when we get to talking about next week's spin. We were inundated with submissions for things to add to the wheel, so we will talk about that once we get through with calling the Jets and the Patriots simulation. And so exciting, Akiva, I've always wanted to call a football game.
Yeah, I've never really, I always wanted to be an announcer when I was a kid, and I was lazy and I never pursued it. The only time I ever announced in college, there was a big tournament that comes to my college, and it's televised, and they asked for submissions. They asked people to try out. So I went to the tryout room, and I started calling the game, and in like the first 30 seconds, it's just the college team that you're watching like an old videotape of. The first 30 seconds, a guy chucks like up a wild three, and it's like, that's the worst shot I've ever seen in my life. And then like a minute later, the guy like tosses the same awful shot. I'm like, this is like the worst player of all time. Like, why did he just? And what I didn't know is he restarted the tape because there was like an issue with the tape. So like he thought it was obvious that we were watching like the beginning of the game again, but there was no time on the clock because it was like a low level. So yeah. I was just insulting everyone for like turnovers and bad shots a second time when we were like in his mind clearly rewatching the first minute of the game. I did not get hired.
So that was disqualifying.
Game. That was it. And now in fast forward 10 years till today, and you know. It's my chance at announcing a game.
Yeah, I've really never called any sporting event, although I was the third man in the booth in some Oswego Laker college hockey games.
All right, that counts, though.
Yes, I was like the Dennis Miller of the Oswego hockey team and the ill-fated third man in the booth. I don't know if it was more Dennis Miller or Tony Kornheiser, but not super popular, but there were people that liked me in the sports department. They thought it might add some flair to the radio call.
And everyone knows you're Mr. Hockey,
sure,
so you probably nailed it.
Okay. All right. So before we get back to the Madden game, I guess let's just talk about some of the big picture feedback from last week's show. We did start an iTunes podcast feed, Akiva. I didn't really go crazy promoting it after the episode because I wanted to sort of have some shock and awe. And maybe if people want to go leave us a rating and review, maybe not after this week, but maybe that if you like this podcast, this might be a good time to leave us your honest ratings and reviews in the Apple Podcast Store. You could subscribe to this feed directly, and this will probably be maybe the last time we put this in the Seinfeld podcast feed now that we're giving this out.
Yeah, this is a good warning. If you're only listening in Seinfeld only, switch over to you know, either RHAP or to the Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast standalone feed.
Yes, and you can get that feed directly in Apple Podcasts by going to robhasawebsite.com/NAP. That stands for Need a Podcast. That is the acronym for this show.
Yeah, the nappers have really been, trying to make that name their own. The yeah. Super fans after one podcast.
Do we need a more distinct podcast hashtag for this show? Do we need like a RANAP?
Yeah, RANAP, I think for hashtags, NAP isn't good, is too vague. So I think RANAP works, but The stands are the nappers.
RAANAP is the official hashtag for the show.
Oh, that's true. There are two A's. RAANAP. Yeah.
Yes. But just to go to robhasawebsite.com/NAP, that'll take you to the Apple Podcast Store. I'll set it up for RANAP also, but I feel like that people are thinking we're talking another language.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right. So, of course, we'll get to all of your wheel submissions later on. Of course, if you have a brainstorm to think of any during the show, you can also email us during the podcast or anytime. Needapodcast@robhasawebsite.com. And if everything goes according to form, we are going to take the YouTube video of this game that we are about to watch, which we have received, and I will dub our commentary over the video game and upload that to YouTube. So if you go into the show notes on robhasawebsite.com, you could either just sync this up with the podcast or you could watch it directly on YouTube with our commentary.
Sounds good.
All right. So without further ado, I welcome you to the Rob and Akiva pregame special. Akiva, how are you doing? Are you ready for the big game tonight?
I'm fired up. We got the Patriots, we got the Jets, and everyone knows there's no love lost when those teams meet.
Very exciting to have NFL football back, and we've got a great game. Two rivals are going to be squaring off, the Jets and the Patriots. I could not be more pumped up, Akiva.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, however, you know, if the Jets do well today, then this could, for you know, foretell that their entire season will be, you know, great success.
Yes. All right. Akiva, we are coming to you from East Rutherford, New Jersey, from the beautiful facility here at MetLife Stadium.
No better stadium in all of football.
Akiva, did
truly
you,
has a life of its own.
Did you do any tailgating before the game?
Yes, we did do some tailgating, got threatened to be stabbed by about four guys in the parking lot. That's usually what happens. a guy usually threatens up to like beat up my rabbi father because we parked too close to their RV.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful place to bring your whole family.
Akiva, what do you see as the Jets' keys to victory this week?
Ideally, like Tom Brady getting injured at the beginning of the game.
Yes, because
that would be,
and we can root for that because it is not the real Tom Brady.
Not the real Tom Brady. I mean, I'm not saying we're not rooting for the real Tom Brady to have a change of heart and retire. We don't want him to physically be hurt. But
right.
If he had some sort of like mysterious, like, you know, like his arm fell asleep and didn't wake up till after the season, that would be like a non-life-threatening injury. I think I'd be okay with that.
A historic game tonight. The first ever meeting of Sam Darnold and Tom Brady, the old guard of the NFL meeting the new guard for the very first time. What are the keys that you're looking for from Darnold tonight, Akiva?
Well, I really think we could see a torch passing tonight. I think the Brady era might be over. I do think it's the Darnold dynasty is about to start tonight. From Darnold, I'm looking for some real presence. Maybe if I was the Jets, I would go deep on the first play. Even if it doesn't work, just show the Patriots you mean business. Throw a deep ball to Robbie Anderson. If he catches it, the stadium will absolutely erupt on itself. And if he doesn't, at least show the Patriots what you're working with and make them maybe stretch the defense and make the safeties play a little deeper back.
Now, Akiva, this game is going to be played on Madden. Are you a big Madden guy at all?
You know, I am. I love Madden, but I don't own like a PS4 or an Xbox or anything. I'm not a big gamer. I think my wife would immediately, like, I have so many, I don't know if you know this about me, Rob, but I have a little bit of an addictive personality. Mm-hmm. Where, like, if I do something, I have to, like, be, like, do it the most or the best. Like, not the best. I'm not the best at anything, but maybe the most obsessive. Like, I can't just be in one fantasy football. You have to, like, run seven completely different, super complicated leagues.
Mm-hmm.
It works that way with sports. Like, I can't, you know, I have to like watch every football game. I can't just do an NFL preview on my podcast. We have to speak to a fan of all 32 teams. And if I got into video gaming, I feel like I'd never see my family, and I really almost never see them as is. But what's your Madden history?
I started playing Madden. I started playing like Super Tecmo Bowl once upon a time. And then when I was a freshman in college, that a guy who lived next door to me, a great guy, his real name is Mike, but he got the nickname Monty. And Monty had original PlayStation and had Madden 97 on the original PlayStation. And it was great. We had like a franchise going. We were all like NFC teams, and it was really, really fun. And then for, you know, probably a good like 15 years, you know, very into all of the Madden. I mean, maybe actually more like 10 years. And then, you know, I'd play it more sporadically, but I'm very excited to have male children, and I'm hoping to one day be in a Madden franchise with them.
Yeah, that would actually be exciting. My sons are younger than
yours.
We
play
so
it all in one division, and we play each other twice a season.
Oh, it'd be nice. And there's so many more options now also for, you know, different franchises and stuff. Like, franchise mode didn't even exist when we were kids and Madden came out. What is your favorite version of Madden? Which year?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Which vintage of Madden was the best?
So mine is Madden 99.
Yeah.
I was a big on the Nintendo 64. I was a big Madden 99 guy. We would have tournaments. People would come over after school, because I live near school, and we just get a bunch of friends, and we'd have big Madden tournaments. I really think if you ask me the rating of any player in Madden 99, I could 100% get it right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp. Okay. This is good. It would be bad if I started off with a bad one. Now, I never played with the Broncos.
Yes.
I want to say I do have a do you have a list open. I want to say he was a
definitely not.
I want to say he was a 95.
Yeah, nailed it. Okay,
did I nail it?
I don't have the Madden 99 ratings.
Madden 99 ratings. They'd probably be there.
I guess so.
But anyway, yeah, I did nail it. You're right. Yeah. I nailed it. The Broncos were the defending champions, and I really hated them because they had beaten the Jets. So I really didn't want to play with them. Fun fact: Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning were rookies in that game. Ryan Leaf, higher rating than Peyton Manning, 78 to 77.
All right. So with that, Akiva, let's start to head down to the field. So we are going to hit play here. We'll count you in. So we're going to give you a 3, 2, 1 play. And then you will start if you are watching the YouTube version. And then we will also stop at halftime to talk about what's going on at the half at the Robin Akiva halftime show coming up in just a bit. So, Akiva, we've got Jets, Patriots, primetime. What could be better?
Oh, no. Truly, nothing's. When you realize that football's back in late August. Yeah. There's nothing better on earth.
Yeah,
it's really
cut to Patriots 35, Jets 10 in 30 minutes, and then we'll be like, oh.
Smash cut. Yeah,
listen.
That's why the first
Seinfeld
week is so exciting. This is the first game. That's why it's so exciting, because the possibilities are endless. 16-0, it's still on the table. We'll know in 30 minutes that it's not, but right now it is. Also, let's give a big shout out to Nick Mortel, who put this together for us. He sliced this game and put it onto YouTube with all our specifications, like Sam Darnold starting. A really great job by listener Nick there.
And it is rare in podcasting when I do something that I've never done before. And this is definitely something that I have never before attempted and maybe never will attempt again. So
very possibly never.
Very
will.
Exciting this could be, for the first.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, if this doesn't work, then everyone could write in. The Louises of the world, the Galbaums, will write in and say, I told you sports are stupid. Don't do sports again. And then, you know, just don't write in more sports suggestions for the wheel, and we won't do them.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We are pushing play on the Madden video. You can get the link on robinswebsite.com in the show post in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, we are here live, East Rutherford, New Jersey. I am Rob Cicerino, joined by my broadcast partner, four-time Pro Bowler, Akiva Winokur. Akiva, how are you?
By the way, it says in my contract you have to call me Wheels. I'm not
Wheels
sure
Winokur. Wheels, what a game we've got here tonight. The Jets and Patriots are fired up. One of the biggest rivalries in the AFC, certainly in the AFC East.
Top six in the AFC East, I agree.
The Jets are coming out of the tunnel. A capacity crowd here at MetLife Stadium as the Jets defense is coming out on the field. We see Tom Brady down here, the 41-year-old. How does he do it, Akiva?
I'll tell you off the air. I would get fired if I told you on.
Patriots will receive, and we are underway as Cordarrelle Patterson is back there. He will take a knee, touchback to get things started. Here comes the Patriots offense. first and 10 at the 25, and the Patriots are lining up the lone setback in the backfield. Gets it. It will be White with the carry, and he gets nowhere, Akiva.
Jordan Jenkins with the big stop there. Jenkins really known as a pass rusher on the field for first down, probably expecting a pass. And some dancing by the Jets defense, which we all know loves to dance.
Yes. Interesting. James White with the carry for New England. Fantasy football owners everywhere are very puzzled. Two men set up left, and it's a big hole for White up the middle. And it's a four-yard gain. And so we have a third and six coming up.
Yeah, the Patriots really going heavy with White. Like you said, the Burkhead owners won't be happy now. Bill Belichick is actually not here today.
Looks very weird in the Madden game.
He's not in the coaches' union. He's not eligible to be in the Madden game. So we're looking at Josh McDaniels only on the Patriots sideline.
Two men set up wide here for New England. A play fake over the middle, and Gronkowski's got a completion for a first down.
Yeah, Marcus May hits him, but a little too late. We've seen Gronk on third and long burn the Jets for many years now.
16 yards on the reception for Gronkowski, and it's a first and 10 for New England as Brady is going to work here in the first quarter. Yeah. All right, set up now with, what is that, three tight ends?
Yeah, it looks like three tight ends Jumbo on the right side there.
And another completion to Gronkowski with a spin move. And another completion for a first down. And Gronkowski and Tom Brady are having their way here with Todd Bowles' Jets defense, Akiva.
Yeah, Terrence Brooks, really a bubble guy to make the roster, makes the tackle after a miss by a linebacker there. The Patriots really methodically marching down the field, and let's see this high-priced Jets defense.
Another first and 10 at the 45 of the Jets. Brady all day in the pocket, and he's got a completion out to the right sideline, and we see Chris Hogan with the New England first down. 3 for 3 for Brady.
Julian Edelman suspended for this game. And Hogan may be their possession
Beautiful
receiver here.
Beautiful toe tap down the sideline for Hogan. No replay as New England goes 5 wide here. First and 10 at the Jet 14-yard line. Brady back the pass. He's got Gronkowski again. And they're down to the 5-yard line. Setting up a 2nd and 2 now for New England. 3 for 39 for Gronkowski.
I don't think Buster Screen should be taking Gronkowski. There's a little bit of a height difference there. Todd Bowles looks exactly the same in a video game than he does in real life.
2nd and 2 for New England as we are a minute left in the first quarter here. We got three receivers.
Clock killer drive, Rob.
We got a toss out to White on the left side, and he gets stopped close to the first down. They're going to say first down, first and goal here for New England.
Really a touchdown saving tackle by Mo Claiborne, it looked like.
Thought he had some daylight maybe, but then, yes, yeah. The tackle was made, but still a clock-chewing first drive for New England. New England set up again here with 4 wide receivers. They give it to White again, who's stuffed in the backfield.
Yeah, Big Cat Williams and Steve McClendon get in there and make the play. The Patriots have had a lot of success passing, and it looks like we're going to end the first quarter this endless drive. The Jets may get the ball. It may just be 2 possessions this game. It'll be the Patriots in the first half.
All right, let's see if we get this play in before the end of the quarter.
They're rushing. It's not going to happen.
That's it. New England really controlling the clock here at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Smart move by Belichick to receive.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. We are on the other side of the field now. Here is White again. Stuffed.
Oh, takes a hit. Number 21, Morris Claiborne with another tackle. Not known for his tackling, but, you know, James White's got to come out of the game. He's been playing the entire game at this point.
Josh McDaniel's play calling here has to be under question. New England
Absolutely.
Has had no issue moving the ball through the air, but some trouble on the ground as we set up our 3rd and goal here at the Jets 6-yard line, and hey, they give it to another running play.
Oh, you would hear the boo birds if this was in Foxborough.
Oh my God!
Oh, just a gift.
Sony Michel comes into the game for the first time and is stuffed. fourth and goal for New England. And let's see, is Bill Belichick going to go for it on fourth down? Or no, they're going to they're going to kick the field goal.
It's Gostkowski.
He's lined up.
Full wind here. Legs are moving.
The kick is up, and it is good. So 6 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock for New England, but only 3 points to show for it, Akiva.
Yeah, well, now the Jets are essentially in their three-minute offense to start the game.
As Todd Bowles and the Jets offense go to work here, and we're going to get our first look at the very promising rookie, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Darnold is talking on the sideline to Robbie Anderson. Perhaps they're following our advice, and they're going to figure something special out for their first play.
Okay, here's the kickoff. And it looks like Cannon is going to take a knee.
Thank God. Yes. First career non-fumble for Trenton Cannon.
You didn't even see the game last night where he fumbled.
Oh, no, I didn't, but I read about it. Yeah, Trenton Cannon is the new Tiki Barber, my former coworker. He can't hold on to the football.
All right,
they're gonna have to teach him how.
The Jets are on offense for the first time. First and 10 from the 25, lined up with two receivers to the left of Darnold. We get a play fake.
A play action to Crowell.
Lots of time.
And
incomplete. He's looking for the tight end here, Akiva. That is
Eric Tomlinson.
Really
a blocking tight end. This could be his only pass, thrown to him the entire year. Really their sixth offensive lineman.
And he shows you right there why he's considered
linebacker
a blocking tight end.
Had his back to Tomlinson.
Yeah.
I like the idea, but Darnold, you got to surround Darnold with better talent than Eric Tomlinson.
Okay. We see Crowell. He's going to get the ball and get nowhere. A one-yard rush for the free agent pickup, Isaiah Crowell. And we are looking at a third and long for Darnold and the Jets.
The Jets led the league in third and longest. I think it was 8.8 because they lead the league in running on second and nine and second and ten. And it just is a zero upside.
True
game.
True to form. Three receiver set here for the Jets. Darnold out of shotgun, and he makes a completion. His favorite target, Tomlinson.
Wow, maybe he saw something in practice this week from Eric Tomlinson that we haven't seen in the first 20 years of his career. Wow.
Darnold to Tomlinson, a tale as old as time. And,
that's
of course,
right.
A first down here for the Jets set up here at their own 41-yard line here as we are approaching the two-minute warning. Very fast-moving game of Madden. Darnold
absolutely.
In shotgun. He's back to pass. Plenty of time. And he is complete to Javon Kearse.
Jermaine Kearse, his brother, in fact.
Either way, it's a first down for New York. They're second, and we are at the two-minute warning here at the New England 45-yard line. Wow, a very fast-moving first half for all those listeners that hate sports.
Yeah, brisk pace. If you like five-minute quarters, then this is the game for you.
Okay, we've got four receivers for Darnold. Back to pass. Again, plenty of time. We have another completion to Tomlinson for a short gain. He gets out of bounds.
Did he drop that? How did he drop that?
It was a drop.
Is there a replay? That was a drop?
Looks like I thought he got it the pass, but went out of bounds. Maybe they're saying that his feet weren't in bounds, but we will not have a challenge on that play. It would have only been a short gain anyway.
Yeah.
Minute and 55 seconds left in the half. Crowell goes from the backfield. He's now lined up wide, empty backfield for Darnold and the Jets, and he's got another completion to Kearse down to the 30 as the clock keeps on moving. The Jets are set up here at the 30-yard line, the deepest penetration they've had of the game, Akiva.
Jermaine Kearse really had a great 2017, looking to build on it. Between Kearse and Unwa and Anderson, he really does have options. We know that Darnold seems to prefer the security blanket of Eric Tomlinson. But
still three timeouts for New York as Darnold back to pass, and he's got an open Quincy Enunwa over the field for a short gain, second and six as the clock ticks down.
I would use
down.
A timeout now, possibly.
That is not how Todd Bowles likes to manage the clock, Akiva.
How does he like to manage the clock?
I think he'll ignore it for a while. A minute and 5 seconds left in the half as the Jets are at the New England 27-yard line here. Two receivers set up to the left. It's a running play. Crowell gets nowhere in
slips.
The backfield.
You might have gotten injured there. Timeout.
Yes, okay, we're going to have a timeout. Crowell looks to be walking off the field on his own power and back to the huddle as the Jets are set up here. Third and nine once again.
You ever notice a lot of players try and grab Crowell by his hair?
Yeah, seems like a bad call.
It seems
call.
Like it's a bad strategy. He should tuck that into his head. Last night, I saw he was having a run. It actually worked in his favor because a player went for his hair.
And
he was
missed.
Able to get a couple extra yards out of it.
All right, so we have a third and nine with 55 seconds. You would hate to see Tom Brady get another chance here in this first half if you're the Jets. Big.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know what they say. You can't give Brady two possessions in one half.
All right. So we've got a trips formation on the right. Darnold back at a shotgun. He's got a man for a first down.
Inbounds. It's Curse again. Oh, it's Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson with the first down and gets out of bounds. A beautiful throw and catch for Darnold with Robbie Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no better human being alive than Robbie Anderson.
It's a first and 10 at the New England 18-yard line. Two receivers off to the left of Darnold. Crowell in the backfield. I'm sorry, Bilal Powell. I'm sorry. He gets to the 15-yard line. Kiva, what do you think about the run call there?
You know, it forces you to use a timeout, which isn't great. It's going to catch him off guard, but it's not going to score, so I don't love it here. I think you need to really start taking cracks inside the five.
47 seconds left in the half, a second and 8. Todd Bowles is shouting to the players out on the field. He sees something that he doesn't like, trying to get the formation that he wants out there as Darnold here in the red zone for the first time in his NFL career.
Four wide with Eric Tomlinson as a receiver.
Darnold under pressure. Oh, he gets it off to Powell, and I think he might have been better off just dropping that one.
Powell
Akiva.
Should have dropped that. Now they're really in hurry-up mode because Bowles has to save the timeout for the field goal. We're down to almost 30 seconds.
For the first time in this game, New England got pressure on Darnold, and you got to see the rookie really just try to get rid of it as fast as he could, and now sets up a bad spot here. Third and 13 with 18 seconds left and
no
counting.
No real urgency, Rob. No
Darnold,
real urgency from
lots
the Jets.
Lots of time back
All
in the pocket,
day.
And it looks like he's got his man.
Tomlinson's got it.
Yes.
Bowles is fired.
Tomlinson again over the middle for a big gain down to the 5-yard line. 11 seconds left on the clock, but the Jets have no timeouts here. What do you do, Akiva?
I think you could take one crack in the end zone. Just a quick, you know, obviously you can't get sacked. You fire the ball. If you have nothing, you just fire it out of the end zone. But you're not, you know, this play will not take 11 seconds as long as someone does not get tackled in bounds.
Okay.
If you started Eric Tomlinson this week in fantasy, then congratulations.
You're looking like a smart guy.
League.
Very cheap DFS option, Eric Tomlinson.
Yes.
Okay, the Jets are lined up two wide. They're going to split Crowell out wide.
I got nervous
wide.
They would run. Happy he went wide.
Empty backfield for Darnold.
Is he
over
Jordan
the middle. Leggett? Oh, it's complete.
What are they doing?
To Tomlinson, they're going to try to get up and spike
four,
it. Three, two, one, and that's the half. Let's stop at the half. Okay,
realistic.
We are going to stop in 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Oh, no.
Akiva, wow, a very exciting drive
exciting.
There for the Jets, which ends in disaster with
agony.
11 seconds left. You said they had one shot. You got to go to the sideline, the end zone. Instead, Darnold looks for Tomlinson again over the middle. It is complete and short, and they cannot get up to the line quick enough to spike it as we go into the half. New England 3, Jets 0.
Oh, no. I mean, what can I say? First of all, that was the most exciting end to a half I've ever seen in my life. That was incredible. That was just an our hearts were pounding there for the Jets to get that ball. If they had one more second, I think they get the ball. You said they would snap the ball, but I'm not sure that option, you know, because even snapping the ball may have knocked the clock down to zero.
Mm-hmm. You think they were going to try to run a play there?
Yeah, well, what if you do the fake snap, fake spike?
We'll have to ask Coach Bowles after the game what exactly they were going to run at that point.
What a disaster, though. I mean, that is, this game is realistic. That is some Todd Bowles, you know, clock management down to a T. I can only imagine what Grandpa Wienerker, Jets season ticket holder since January of 1965, who's at this game, you know, the expletives he would be shouting right
the
now.
The Jets offense heard a few Boo Birds heading into the tunnel at the half, to be sure.
Oh, no, it was torrential. I mean, people are probably leaving. I can't imagine how mad people were. It was insane. I've never seen, you know, I haven't seen clock management like that since probably the last game the Jets played. Todd Bowles decided to let the last 90 seconds of the first half just go away for no reason.
On the New England side of the ball, it was just so easy for Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski marching down the field. I think that Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels have to be really just beating themselves up over their own play calling when they got down inside the 10-yard line for the Patriots.
Yeah, New England really could have put the game out of reach with a 7 spot there, because there's just, the Jets are only going to have one more possession in this game, and... you know, so Belichick, who's not here, but he's watching probably from a booth, but McDaniels, who's here, really will be kicking himself. And I mean, the Jets could have tied this game, and now they're going to get the ball going to the second half. They really could have been working with something in a 3-3 game, because the Patriots weren't able to stop the Jets, Tomlinson, you know, from Darnold connection. It was unstoppable.
It's like Rob Gronkowski has been looking into a mirror as Eric Tomlinson for the Jets has been matching his production here in the first half. Akiva, are you ready to see how the second half of this incredibly exciting game is going to go?
I am. I really think that was one of the better first halves of football we've seen all year.
Okay. We will come back and see the Jets receive the ball, and we will unpause the game in 3, 2, 1. Unpause. Here's the kickoff from Gostkowski, and it is deep in the end zone. And oh, got a little bit of a fake out there as Cannon looked like he was going to take it out. Luckily, he thought better of it as the Jets go back to work. Two tight end set here for Darnold and the Jets. And we get a big hole for Crowell, who's across
the
first down marker for a 13-yard gain.
Yeah, Isaiah Crowell looking good there. I think the Crowell and Powell, I always thought that Crowell and Powell, since their names look so similar, one of them should have to switch.
Can we get them to rhyme? Yeah.
Yes, they really do need to rhyme since the last
five letters. All right, first down
in
New York at the New England 36-yard line. Another two-receiver set here for Crowell, who's now stuffed up the middle, Akiva.
Yeah, they you know, the Jets like to go to the well, you know, twice in a row, and it just did not work there.
That's why they have Crowell and Powell, and they go to the well.
Oh, boy.
Four attempts for 10 yards for Isaiah Crowell on the evening as the Jets come back. They've got a trips right formation here for Darnold. And
another second and
go
long.
Back to Crowell again.
Oh, no.
Three consecutive runs to start off the second half. And now New England is, they are not being fooled at all.
Devin McCourty would not have any of that. I think the Patriots have watched any film on the Jets to know that they run on second and long 100% of the time.
Does New England have the game film on the Jets?
I think they don't need to watch game film on the Jets, but... I think that, you know, you study some
Darnold
stats.
Darnold in shotgun.
You know,
Robbie Anderson in motion. Looked like he was going to take it himself. Anderson comes across the middle for a short gain, but well short of the first down marker as the Jets will be forced to punt here. And with just 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in this game, they may not see the ball again, Akiva.
Yeah, and if they do, they could be down double digits. I mean, the first punt of the game. Let's see what Lachlan Edwards can do, but that the Jets really wasted some opportunities there by
Jets
running on first
and second
down.
Jets are letting the clock run down, curiously, before they get this punt off, and it is
a good-looking fair one.
Catch was, or it was, they let it go, and the Jets are going to have great field position.
An unbelievable punt by Lachlan Edwards.
Yeah. It looked like that there was maybe going to be a catch, but it was just a fake out by New England as that punt drops inside the 5-yard line as we are set up here in New England deep in their own territory at their own 3-yard line.
Could we get a safety? Maybe a 3-2 game.
More likely a 97-yard drive from New England, but let's see how it goes. As Tom Brady is lined up with two receivers out wide. He's in his own end zone with a lot of time. Brady's going to take it out. Brady scrambles. Oh, and a big hit.
Whoa, he takes a real lick, Brady. Is he injured?
No. No flag on the play. There. A clean hit, but Tom Brady had his clock cleaned. Again, Akiva, when the quarterback comes out of the pocket, they are eligible to be hit.
Yeah, Jamal Adams tried to end Brady's career on that play. You know, one of the things about having 97 yards to play with, Rob, is that they could really eat up
a lot of time. Tom Brady back to pass here on a 2nd and 4. Nobody open, and pass is knocked away. Looking for, is that Cordarrelle Patterson? Yeah.
I think so. But that play almost went the other direction. We almost had a pick six.
Great stop there by Jamal Adams.
Mm.
Here we are, 3rd and 4. You can hear the Jets fans on their feet.
Could be the game with
3 receivers set for New England. Dorsett in motion. Brady back to pass. Oh, he's got his man, and is it a first down? He's got Chris Hogan.
They're saying 4th and 1.
4th and 1 for New England. Could we see Bill Belichick challenge that spot, Akiva?
I'm not sure what the Madden rules are. Plus, Belichick's
not here.
No, they're
going to go for it here. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. That you just see the punting team on it. In a real game, you would see them run onto the field. All right.
A real game,
yes.
Like Madden 99.
Okay. The punt is off, and we are going to see
a return by
Cannon.
The punters in this game are way too good.
The Jets are going to get the ball back here at their own 33-yard line with a chance to take the lead and maybe win this game 7-3, Akiva.
Yeah, first of all, congrats to Trent Cannon on not fumbling again.
Again.
I do think if you're the Jets, you have to start airing the ball out. It really worked in the first half. The running game with Kroll and Powell did not work aside from that one play. They're in a pretty conservative formation here, but I'd love to see maybe one deep ball.
It's going to be Crowell again with the handoff and the fumble.
It's a fumble.
And Pat Chung with the fumble recovery deep in Jets territory as
this crowd
is very upset at this turn of events.
Rightfully
so.
New
England takes over at the Jets 28-yard line, and they've got Allen open and for a short completion. Tom Brady, 6 of 7 passing for the day. Akiva, could not have gone worse for the Jets on that final drive.
You know what they say, when games with 5-minute quarters, you can't turn the ball over once. Whoever wins the turnover battle is going to win. The Jets they only have 6 less yards than the Pats.
All right, well, just started the 4th quarter. The Jets are going to need to hold New England to a field goal here. You cannot let this turn into a 2-possession game with just 5 minutes left to play. We'll see New England with 1 receiver out left. Tom Brady is in trouble, and
under
he's
pressure.
Taken down.
Oh, what a sack from about 8 feet away from him. His like stretch Armstrong hand of Darren Lee gets Brady.
It looked like it might have been a face mask to me, but no yellow flag on the field, Akiva.
Our first replay of the day, Darren Lee with an amazing sack.
For the first time, Tom Brady goes down with a sack in this game, and now a big 3rd and 10 for New England. Brady out of shotgun, back to pass. He's got a man open over the field for the first down. It's Dorsett.
Yep. Philip Dorsett.
What is he doing? He's running into the wall.
He's running
trying to do
into
like
the wall.
Like trolling the Jets fans with like a Lambo leap, possibly. But
he's
thought better of it.
Leave the stadium. But he's running into the wall. There's just a glitch.
So the Patriots are set up at the Jets 9-yard line
Gronk
here.
Gronk is uncovered right now, Rob. Is that a good strategy?
Well, the New England, once again, they get inside the 10-yard line and are running the ball. Here is James White again with the carry.
6 carries, 3 yards today for James White. He's not getting it done. This might be the last we see of James White this season.
Both teams have done a good job against the run, but precious time is ticking off the clock for the Jets. At a 2nd and goal at the 9. Again, White gets the carry and stuffed.
a big hit coming up from the Jets secondary. And the Patriots are really not using the clock, not burning the play clock down to three or one. And the Jets have a chance to get the ball back here if they can hold the Patriots. And I'd have to say, Rob, this is the biggest play of the game.
This is the game right here at third and goal from the nine for New England. Brady back to pass, gets it off quick. He's got his Burkhead, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown. Darling Rex Burkhead scores the touchdown for New England, giving New England the 9-0 lead, waiting for the extra point. And with just 2 minutes and 8 seconds left to play, Akiva, this is not looking good for the Jets. The point after is up, and it is good. 10-0 with 2:08 for Darnold and the Jets.
You know, the Pats only had to go 22 yards in that drive because of the Crowell fumble. And, I mean, you can't just give the ball back to Tom Brady. The Jets, two major mistakes really turned this game around, as you see fans leaving to the exit. The failing to get any points at the end of the first half by not calling a timeout or leaving the ball in play, and then the fumble in your own, inside your own 30-yard line is not going to work.
Time management and ill-timed turnovers. The Jets are true to form here in Madden 2019 as Cannon takes the ball back. Might have been a mistake to kick it deep for New England. The Jets will get to work for Darnold with 2:05 as they get set up here at their own 28-yard line, Akiva.
Yeah. Now, this is the one play you can run because there's 2:04. So you could really, use the 2-minute warning. And if they're playing pass, you could get about
a
15-yard run in here.
Let's see if the Jets get away from the running game here. Down 10 with 2:04. They will have five receivers.
Now they split out five, yeah.
Okay. Darnold, back to pass. Out of shotgun. Plenty of time. Standing as still as a statue.
Oh.
Incomplete as we hit the 2-minute warning here.
Couple Pats got their hands on that ball. That could have gone the other way also. We're looking for Bilal Powell, but it didn't look promising.
Yeah, we have seen the rookie Darnold shine at times today, but he appears to be a little bit in over his head in this spot, Akiva.
No doubt. I mean, you're surrounding him by talent like Eric Tomlinson. So
yes, and again, a short
pass
for Darnold. He gets rid of it quickly, but it is incomplete. Tomlinson was the target there again, Akiva?
I think Kyle Van Noy was really the target for the Patriots there.
Third and 10, as we are certainly in four down territory, I would hope here. Although it would be a
classic. You never know with Todd Bowles. It's a roller coaster.
Fourth and
he does
10.
Love the punt.
All right,
loves
Darnold
the
back to pass, out of shotgun, still as a statue, reading the defense,
goodness.
And he's got his man Tomlinson again over the middle, and the Jets hurry up to the line. 1:43 to go. Here we go, Darnold with a new set of downs. First and 10 for the Jets. Back to pass, out of shotgun again, lots of time, and he's got Robbie Anderson down to the 33-yard line of New England.
Face mask there, Rob.
All right, and the Jets hurry back up to the line. 1:25 to go. Empty backfield set for the Jets. Darnold with maybe some magic here as he completes again over the middle for a 7-yard gain down to the New England 28-yard line. 1:10 left to go in the game. Darnold, he's got a lot of time. Scrambles.
A second and short here. Oh, no. Oh, we've seen that before. Tyler Flowers.
As we set up now, that's going to be a 4-yard loss on the play. 3rd and 14 here for the Jets. Darnold, he goes deep down the middle looking for Tomlinson again. And perhaps maybe going to Tomlinson so much starting to.
I mean, now that they were in field goal range before the sack and they could have taken the field goal, onside kick. They even have 3 timeouts if they fail the onside kick. But now they're really
going to go for the field goal here, the long field goal. What's this going to be, about a 52-yard kick for the Jets?
A little longer because I think they're snapping at the 37.
The kick is up, and it is good.
Good. Oh, my goodness. Jets finally have something good.
So with 43 seconds left, the Jets get on the board. This will not be a shutout, and we can expect the onside kick from the New York Jets here as they are down by a touchdown. So we'll see as New England will send the hands team onto the field as a...
That was such a clutch kick, Rob, by Cairo Santos, who's no longer on the Jets.
Big kick. Big kick. Maybe another team will see that and sign him. All right, here we go. Onside kick coming, and it is recovered by New England.
Oh,
Dorsett.
What a day from Philip Dorsett. He's been all over the place.
And I think Santos is showing you why maybe the Jets thought to cut him in the preseason.
Because he's bad at onside kicks and hits 56-yard field goals.
Look.
Now, the Jets do have the three timeouts, Rob, so they really can, if they stop the Patriots three plays in a row, can get the ball back with about 15, 20 seconds to try and work Darnold's magic. We haven't seen his 20-second drill yet.
Okay, we've got one receiver set, one man, Hogan, out wide as Ty shifts from the left side of the formation to the right, and a big hole for Sony Michel before he is taken down. A timeout, Todd Bowles kicking the dirt. Not happy.
Yeah, Sony Michel, their fourth quarterback. He's got some fresh legs because he missed the first few minutes of this game. I don't know. With the Jets, there's just, you know, you're going to get the ball back with about 20 seconds. Is there anything you can do with 20 seconds if the Jets can stop them here?
You wouldn't think so. But again, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if we get to that
point. Does Darnold have a Hail Mary?
You'd like to have that opportunity if you're the Jets. As a 2nd and 8 is here, and the Madden game really is taking its time here as the clock is stopped, but we are milking it for every second here in this simulation. Tom Brady, play fake.
Oh, a play fake?
Back
what are you
pass.
Doing?
All day long. Reading the field.
God.
Tom Brady easily 15 Mississippi, and he's got his man Ty down to the 10-yard line. And a real Bush League move by Bill Belichick trying to run up the score that the Jets were expecting. Run. And boy, did they get embarrassed by
what
Brady
a risky
and
move
Belichick.
There. They could have saved the Jets a timeout. I mean,
you get that the was feeling really... that Bill Belichick really wants to stick it to these Jets.
Yeah, it's upsetting that he can't be here today, but
he's watching.
You know, he is watching at home. We have word from Bill that he is paying attention to this game. So the Patriots are now in kneel down formation, or can be, because with only one timeout, they can just kneel on the ball twice, and that would be it.
Let's see
will
what
they
do.
Run up the score though.
Patriots appear to be set up to take a knee, as it looks like the Jets are just playing out the string here as the Jets take their final timeout.
No worse sighting than Tom Brady taking a knee.
The crew here at the MetLife Stadium, they're trying to get the Jets fans pumped up, but they are headed for the exits here.
Oh, boy.
With New England up a touchdown and possession here with 24 seconds left to go. We want to thank our director of putting this all together, Nick Martell, and the guys in the booth for all their hard work here
business.
Today. The best crew in the business. You want to stay tuned after the game for Robin Akiva's post-game show, followed by a spin of the wheel coming up. Check your local listings for time and channel on that on this very podcast feed. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robhasthewebsite.com/nap for that. All right.
Toss of the coffee cup by Todd Bowles as the Jets leave the field.
Akiva, your final here from MetLife Stadium. It's the Patriots 10, the Jets 3. Who's your star of the game?
I really think you have to go with Brady. His drive, it was a short drive, but he drove them down the field in the first half. And then, the drive, the 22-yard drive for the touchdown in the fourth quarter really iced the game. But really, the dud of the game is Todd Bowles for failing to utilize the clock at the end of the first half.
Dud of the game was Todd Bowles or Isaiah Crowell for his huge fumble to
Listen, people fumble. It's upsetting, but they also went to Crowell 10 times in this 5-minute game where I think they could have. We did not see Darnold go deep once, and his main target was the great Eric Tomlinson.
All right. Your final, New England 10, the Jets 3. It was actually pretty close in terms of passing yards. Only 16 yards total rushing in the game. 10 for New England. 6 for the Jets. Darnold shakes his head and hopes that one day that this coaching staff will be fired and a real offensive coaching staff gets brought in to coach him.
Don't bet on it, Darnold. Someone even more incompetent will probably replace him.
He's on their way. All right. Akiva, anything else from MetLife Stadium?
It's been a pleasure doing this game. We've always wanted to announce a game, and really, you know, the end of the first half was about as exciting as a football game could get.
All right. And that's it. So, Akiva, what did you think?
I thought that was fun. I mean, I think it's just me and you at this point.
Taylor Cotter, definitely asleep.
Taylor Cotter, yeah, fell asleep. I mean, she just saw the thing, and I don't even know if she clicked on this. Maybe people are joining us now if you timestamp this. But I had fun. I really thought I was like sweating at the end of the first half when the Jets were trying to get the ball off. Like, I don't know about you. I was like really rooting for the Jets there. I know we're supposed to be impartial as announcers.
Yeah.
But I thought that would be exciting if the Jets could pull off the stunner.
There were some fun moments. There definitely was. It was definitely, I'm sure, like New England fans are just, you know, sharing this podcast virally. They're just like, Jets fans in real time watch a fake Jets team lose to the Patriots.
Oh boy, that really would have been the highlight of our year, probably. Like, we would have been celebrating in the street.
Yeah, Michael Clark says best podcast of the year.
Let's not mention him.
But it was fun, not without you know, a few hiccups along the way, but I think it was a fun idea. I don't know what the right circumstances would be to ever try something like this again, but I do feel like that we did, you know, we threw something at the wall here.
That's true. We did. We threw something at the wall. I also think you are a natural play-by-play guy. Like, the Madden game is rough because there isn't a ton of time between plays because they sort of fast-forward the huddle.
I got crossed up a couple times when it was fourth down, and the punt formation does not look that different from the regular formation in terms of, like...
No one will be mad about that.
We'll get feedback.
Yeah. I think I called Trey Flowers Tyler Flowers. Yeah. But other than that, we were fine.
Maybe the baseball game when we get to spring training.
MLB the show, the podcast. Yeah, we could do that for sure.
Yeah, I think that might be, because I think the baseball game is going to be more conducive to anecdotes.
Yeah, that could just be a lot of, because I thought we'd do a lot of like talking, but there's not really any room for it in the Madden game. I had, you know, like how Gary, Keith, and Ron, the Mets announcers, have stories ready to go if the game is like 14-3.
And then it often is.
Mets.
Yeah.
Yes. And we just, there wasn't any time to really insert any anecdotes in there like we had planned.
Yeah. All right. So hopefully that was fun. I'll take the audio from the game and then also, you know, superimpose it as well. And then maybe like these Patriots blogs will really go viral. Share it. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Akiva, are you ready to get into talking about what's next on the wheel?
Yes, we have a ton of suggestions this week. We already have 10 things on the wheel. We can go over them in a second if you want. But really, so many suggestions, I'm not even sure we could get to all of them this week.
Okay, yeah. We really appreciate all of the feedback that we got from the Perfect Strangers podcast. You know, I forgot to tell you, I had a funny story about the response to the Perfect Strangers podcast, that I got a message from my good friend Ethan Zahn, who messaged me to email me to ask, hey, did you guys do that Perfect Strangers podcast yet? And I wrote back to him. I said, yo, we actually already recorded it. It's up. And you know, here's the link. Why did you like that show? And what Ethan told me was that he said, oh, no, I'm friends with MLB. That's Mark Lynn Baker. And I was going to have him call in to be on the podcast with you guys if you hadn't done it yet. And so I wrote back to him. I said, oh, that's really nice. Well, you know, we had done the podcast. So that's funny. And like, I asked him like how, and he met him like through like a charity event. And when I wrote back to him, he said, oh, okay, well, I sent him the link so he could listen to it. And I was like, oh no.
Yikes. Ethan, you should listen first.
So we may get a 1-star review pretty soon for the
MLB
podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
From MLB. So hopefully he doesn't share with Bronson Pinchot, or that's going to be two one-star reviews in the Apple Podcast Store.
Yeah, well, at least Bronson's not on social media, so hopefully he might not be in the podcast game like MLB.
maybe. So that was unfortunate.
Well, maybe the regular listeners now. It could have worked.
Maybe. I loved the show. It was a...
well, I didn't trash it. I wasn't that hard on it.
An important show from my childhood. I mean, Chester trashed it the worst.
Yeah, so MLB probably just hates Chester now, which is like the best possible scenario.
Probably. Okay. So, of course, you could send us your suggestions to needapodcast@robinsonwebsite.com. Also, you could still send it to Seinfeld@postshowrecaps if for whatever reason you can't remember the new email address. Did we get any just Twitter suggestions? Hashtag needapodcast.
Tons. Yeah. If you tweeted us, no. Well, even if you just, I don't get that.
Are we hashtag needapodcast or hashtag RAANAP?
We'll see which one catches up. Probably RANAP, that's less space. But yeah, if you tweet at me at Keith26, at Rob Sesternino, I go through my mentions once a week for the submissions, and I will find them. And a lot of these are Twitter submissions. That's if your submission is short, that's an easy way to send it. If not, email us.
Okay.
All right, so you're ready to start with the submissions for the week. We have 10 podcasts on the wheel. We're going to add... Do we add one a week, or are we going to add multiple?
Oh, I think
we
added any that we want to do. I mean, we may cut it off.
We don't want
like,
the wheel to get to 20, though. I don't think we need the wheel to get that big.
I think we could say, oh, the wheel's getting kind of fat. We could, you know.
Could we cut the fat from the wheel? People have asked that.
I think that people should write in to suggest why something should be subtracted from the wheel.
Ah, okay. So you have to pitch something getting up. Yeah, because at Stephen J. Rossi says, I think the wheel should only have 10 items. And if you want to add new things, you've got to cut one that adds drama.
But
I
do think that's like, going to add a lot of time to the podcast also.
That's true. Also, if somebody like worked hard enough to get their thing on the wheel, it's like deflating to just have it knocked off without having it done.
This is like Congress if this was functional. It's like we put like you have to like a bill has to get passed and then a new bill to get rid of the old bill has to be passed.
Yeah. And we're also open for bribes, just like Congress. If anybody wants to just send us money, you put some
lobbyist.
Yes. If you want to lobby for a bill, if you want to make us like the main person in some company in Australia, we have nothing to do with. We're open for that. I will say IMD bags. Should we cut that off the wheel? Because I feel like most episodes we do ends up being IMD bags anyway.
Okay. I am okay with if we want to just take that off the wheel because we
make
have
it a segment.
So many things. I feel like that IMD bags should just be we should have a jingle. We should go right into that.
We do have a jingle. Shut up. Tim gave us one.
Do we want to hear that?
Probably not, but let's play it.
Okay. Or not.
Yeah, maybe we won't hear that ever again. Oh, man. He's outdone himself in the worst possible way. All right, so we're down to 9 on the wheel. IMD bags off the wheel.
Fair.
Yeah, that's a segment. Yeah. Everything is IMD bags with us. We're always checking IMDb pages.
Everything is IMDb.
We become
IMD
bigger
bags.
Wiki readers also in this podcast than in the Seinfeld show.
Okay, great. All right, so Akiva, what do you have in the mailbag?
Okay, let's start off with Miguel. I also like how, you know, we had so many of the same faces by the end of Seinfeld. I like we got totally new blood here.
Hi, Miguel.
Miguel, first off, he's a loyal post-show recaps listener.
I just very badly burned my mouth. I put hot water in my coffee during my bathroom break, and I did not realize that. Lately, I've been, like, bringing, like, a canteen of coffee into the podcast. Uh-huh. And the lid on it really obfuscates how hot the liquid inside the canteen is.
Yikes.
And I just had a mouthful of boiling liquid. Yeah, I'll live.
Are we keeping this in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
People like
that. I can't tell if it's your... Yeah. All right. So Miguel's a loyal post-show recaps listener, but he had never listened to Seinfeld. His bad, he says. In fact, he pressed play on this new one simply because he couldn't resist the title and the running time. He loves long podcasts. He listens to all at one speed. I will say everyone who wrote in said, I must be the only guy who listens at 1x. Nope. The answer is Akiva's wrong, and everyone listens at 1x, except for some select people, and I'm wrong as usual. Miguel says now RANAP is in his top three podcasts.
Oh, right. After one episode.
Yeah. Well, he even went out of his way to find the latest RANAP episode via Rehaps feed because it wasn't posted in Posture Recaps. Yeah, it's out of the Posture Recaps feed. So here's his idea. Riffing off the TV theme song discussion for Perfect Strangers and including Akiva's love for reading Wikipedia pages of TV shows. By the way, people pointed out that during the Perfect Strangers podcast, I said to you very confidently, like, ask me any questions. I went through the entire Perfect Strangers Wikipedia. I knew everything about the show and then proceeded to forget the character Mark Lynn Baker plays, like the star of the show's name, for the rest of the episode. Yes. And never said his name once.
I believe that you even asked, who's the not Balky guy?
The not Balky guy, yes.
Which
so
I think
maybe
probably
some unearned confidence
MLB from turned off the podcast immediately,
yes,
at that point.
Yeah. Uncle Kiwi was a little too confident there. So, what about dissecting TV theme songs from the 70s, 80s, 90s? It doesn't have to be from then. And we could rate them, basically. Or it's a long email, but basically, what do you think about ranking TV theme songs? What if we did like a top 10 TV theme songs ranking podcast?
I mean, I really like TV theme songs. I'm not sure if the show should be ranking them because I think it gets into nostalgia from the show. Are we just ranking the song or like the song for the show? Or like, I think it might be fun to sort of like listen to the lyrics and talk about it in that way. Like,
but what if we rated them? If like someone played, we had someone like make up like 15 or 10 for us, mm-hmm, and then we rated the theme songs, you know, from 0 to 10, and then maybe we just like awarded the best one or something.
Sure. Something TV theme song related. I'm not sure if we have the exact premise of what the podcast is, but mm-hmm, a TV theme song episode I think would be received very well.
So should we put this on the board? Do you want to table this one? We already have stuff on the table from last week.
Let's put this one in the waiting room and wait for a listener to improve the TV theme song idea. Because I'm sure we'll punch up
the idea. It's a good idea. Punch up what the actual podcast would be. Maybe give us a clever name and then get back.
It's in the on deck circle. Somebody,
it's in the on deck circle.
Yeah, give us a
what's a wheel pun? I don't know.
It's the waiting wheel.
Yeah, the waiting wheel. Albert Vargas writes in. He's got, I like that he thought outside the box. I want people, because so many people wrote in with suggestions for TV shows that we could watch. Season 3, Episode 7. I'm not sure if you know this, Rob, about your audience, but your audience loves television.
They love TV. That's
loves
why the TV
which
theme
is good
song would be a hit podcast.
And by the way, I love TV and you love TV. It's not, I'm not throwing the audience under the bus. Like, it's anything. That's why we thought maybe the Perfect Strangers thing would be sort of go like unloved, but people are just so into TV. They were psyched about it. But I also want people to think outside the box, not just Season 3, Episode 7 suggestions. So here's three interesting suggestions from Albert Vargas. They go up in originality. So the first one is talk about the movies of Denzel Washington.
Do we have to watch all the movies of Denzel Washington?
Yeah,
that
here's
like
my problem with that.
Yeah,
that's too much homework. Like, this is the
like
first podcast
25,
ever.
30 movies.
No, he's probably been in like 70 movies, right?
Well, I mean, I think that we would, you know, watch the
cut out
big
the best.
Yeah.
Like Albert could rank the top 25, and then we could just watch top 25. Yes. Now, I think the one of the beauties of this week's podcast is we did no homework for the first time ever. This is the first time you and I really, outside of maybe a sports podcast, ever. Why, like, because if I'm on your show, we talk about Seinfeld, we talk about Survivor, we talk about Perfect Strangers. Like, we've never not had homework. It was so nice this week
have
homework.
We did the NFL quarterback Survivor, which didn't really.
That's true.
And the
well, we had
Seinfeld
homework for that,
Big
like
Brother.
A whole life of. Yeah. Don't nitpick, right?
No,
I've been,
this
I'm
is
saying.
The first time we basically commentated on media that we were consuming while we were podcasting. Yeah.
Yes. Now, all right. So it was nice. Now, that is sort of like to watch 25 movies, that's a lot of homework.
Right. No, I don't think that we are that show.
Yes. Now, crazy pop culture. Maybe that might be its own podcast, by the way. Like someone just watches all the Denzel movies and ranks them. That's not maybe you should do that, but not us.
And yes, as it might be a different podcast, as in like not this show, because I don't think.
No,
that
no,
we're
not
gonna,
us. Not us. But I'm saying someone else could start that. Crazy pop culture events of 2006. Now, I want to know more about what specifically happened in 2006.
Yes.
Before we talk about that. But there is a similar idea coming later. So table that thought.
Okay.
Move that thought to the wheel waiting room. And now his last idea is just two words. Yakov Smirnov.
Yeah. Do you know who Yakov Smirnov is?
Well, I know there's about like Smirnov Ice.
No,
and
no,
I know that... Yakov Smirnov was... No, I know that's with two Fs. I don't know anything about Yakov Smirnov. I love the idea that he's just saying, like, just do a podcast about this like, random guy.
Well, he is a comedian that was popular in the 1980s that was, like, his bit was that he was from Russia, and he would, like, all his jokes were, like, in Soviet Russia, about, like, the...
Oh, is he the guy, like, the something does you, like, that sort of thing? That's him?
Yeah, I mean, so...
Oh, I don't know. And he's from Night Court, right?
I mean, I'm sure he did guest spots on lots of different shows, but mm-hmm. I don't know what that podcast is.
No, so, okay, so here's the deal. I don't think that it's in itself is a winning idea necessarily. It's definitely an original idea, but maybe like us doing a podcast about one person, if the right person was presented, is interesting.
Sure, sure. If we wanted to sort of like do a, I don't know, like our experiences, like I'm not against the idea of something like that, but I just don't know specifically what we could do with Yakov Smirnov.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about him. I thought he was alcohol related. Anyway, but it's a good idea. I like the outside the box thing. Let's get more of that. Okay, Dr. Thomas. You remember Dr. Thomas. He was our medical correspondent on the Seinfeld podcast.
From Australia.
And he has self-appointed himself the official medical correspondent for Anita Podcast.
Okay.
Here's his idea. Rob and Akiva watch Australian football and try and figure out what the hell is going on. This is very timely with Moana and the legendary Brian Lake. Did I say that right? Is that Moana?
Mm-hmm.
On the current season of Australian Survivor. One quarter goes for about 25 minutes, so it wouldn't be too much of a commitment.
Yeah.
I'm going to say definitely no, but I like the idea of like watching Australian football and trying to figure out what would happen. I might do that on my own.
Okay. I think that's probably a different show. Maybe like if you and Chester were going to do that, I feel like
what
that
if we,
seems
what
more...
if Chester and I got super into Australian football? And like, let's say they play it in the off season because mm-hmm. the summer is the winter.
I think that your Australia numbers would spike.
Yeah, I mean, our Australia numbers
and hopefully
are pretty
they
high.
Will spike better than Sam Darnold at the end of the first half.
I'm upset because there was really no time for just banter, but I meant to ask you, the 32 Fans podcast has a listener named Sam from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually an RHGP fan. So he's a Survivor guy.
Yes.
And Sam from New Zealand wants to start following football this year. And he asked me to ask every listener on the 32 Fans podcast, where we interview a fan of every team, why should I root for your team? And he's going to pick a team that way. So we've had like 15 different guys pitch him teams, but I forgot to ask it on the Jets podcast. So I was going to ask you. So in like, we don't want to do too much sports here, but in like 20 seconds, pitch Sam from New Zealand on becoming a Jets fan.
We have the most famous Sam in professional football on our team.
That's true. Yeah, maybe he loves redheads. I don't know if Sam is a redhead. Mm-hmm. We have a Sam.
I mean, who's the second most famous Sam in Sam Bradford?
Yeah, Sam Bradford, but he's on his way out.
Yeah.
Now, there was Sam Shields. Like, I don't know how many
Get
Sams
in on
there
the ground
right
floor. We're building this thing up.
Sammy Watkins. Yeah, no, I think it would be exciting. I Sam, I think you're eventually going to have to pick the Jets. I'm sorry. You could pick the Jets or the Browns. Everyone else is just like a big homer pick.
Yeah.
You have to start at the bottom and you have to earn it. And if we ever won, it would be cool. It'll mean more to us than to any other team.
You got to get through one more year of Todd Bowles and then we're going to be off to the races.
Yes. And off the races with Todd Bowles getting rehired next year.
9-year extension.
Right. Brent Wells has an idea. It's called Rob and Akiva Go to Canada. We're not actually going to Canada. Don't get too nervous.
Okay.
Rob and Akiva share their experiences with Canadians and visits to Canada. Have you ever been to Canada?
I've been to Canada on a number of occasions.
Okay. Brent says, I'm particularly interested in Akiva's apparent Canadian heritage and whether Rob has ever crossed the border to drink in Canadian bars while he was still underage at college in upstate New York. This could be expanded into a travelogue type podcast with listeners, different countries or states.
Is this super exciting?
No, it's not exciting at all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that most of the, or I should say most of, but like the audience for these podcasts are like a third Canadian. Like, I don't know how.
That is true. Yeah, well, that's why I'm putting it in. We like to throw the Canadian listeners a bone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we tolerate Big Brother Canada. I mean, I don't watch it. But right. Yeah. So I just don't have enough experiences. Do you ever like hop the border to go drinking in Canada while you're in college?
Yeah. A bunch of times.
Okay, that's fun. Now, even though as he points out, I am my heritage is Canadian. I've only been to Canada once, so I don't have a lot of great stories.
Yeah, I don't know how much meat is on this bone.
Yeah, very little. But I you know, we like to mention Canada as often as possible.
Yeah. It's a lovely place, and I don't know if, like, it's we're not
a,
like...
This is a pro-Canada podcast. Let's just put that out there.
Sure, absolutely. I don't find that the culture is so night and day that there's enough there to, like, do Yakov Smirnoff material of...
You know, if someone wants to fly us out to, like, Vancouver or somewhere I've never been, and, like, then we'll do the episode there, and we'll, like, travel around. That's... I mean, neither of us would actually do that, because we don't like leaving our houses. But in theory, that would be a fun idea.
Yeah. I think it'd be more interesting to have a Canadian on to say what's weird about America. Like, the things that maybe we don't even realize.
Yeah,
that,
but that's the whole internet. Is
yeah,
like,
I guess
you
so.
Go on Reddit,
hey,
there's like
not,
there's, about
this
that.
Is, it's, I don't think there's a lot of fun here.
Yeah. All right. Brent has one more idea. It's called Whose Wheel is Canon?
Whose Wheel is Canon?
Now, if you remember last week, we built this wheel, right? Rob built the wheel, and we can each see it spin. But for some insane reason, the answer is different when the wheel stops spinning on my wheel and on his wheel. And last week, we used Rob's wheel. But his idea is we engage in a wild trivia and games contest to decide whose wheel will be canon while spinning in the future.
We have to do the contest every week?
Or is it like one thing, and then it's like one wheel to rule them all, and then like whoever wins gets the wheel for
are
like
the
next
year or
something?
Are people that invested on which
no,
wheel
I don't
is
think
the real wheel?
Invested. I just like the idea of a podcast of a whose wheel is canon sort of game. I don't think people are invested. Maybe Brent is invested. Maybe all of Canada is invested in this.
Maybe. But no, I don't think there's enough there. And then we have to figure out what's the game going to be. So
yeah.
I think this is not enough. Like, I think we're overestimating.
One of my favorite things about the mailbag is like we get to insult our listeners and they stop listening.
Yeah.
Most of it will like most ideas don't make it to the wheel. It's just us saying, nah. And then the people stop listening. So it is sort of on brand. It's like, a lot like the Seinfeld podcast was. Mm-hmm. Like we would just turn listeners off. All right. Here's an email from an oldie, but a guy who's near and dear to our hearts. Nelson from Denver.
Yes, Nelson.
Well, now, for those who don't know, Nelson from Denver came out. He flew out from Denver to the live Seinfeld podcast in New York City.
And did not go to Survivor Know-It-Alls also.
He was not a Survivor fan. Just came to that. And he also did go to some Broadway shows. And he'd never been.
Right.
He made a New York trip out of it. He had never been to New York before, I think. Or hadn't been in like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we love Nelson from Denver. He's one of our favorite people. And he says he's happy we're back. Podcasting together, he's got two pod ideas for us.
Great.
Number one, Dog Draft. This was teased on the Seinfeld pod, but I think it's time to be brought to life. Not sure how this will work. I always love podcasts where you're not sure how it'll work. One option, Rob and Akiva draft different dog breeds, and then, you know, we figure out how to decide a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the listeners vote. We could also draft film or TV animals and each have, like, a team of TV animals and then put up a poll who's got, like, the better team of like, you know, TV or movie animals. You could also do a whole animal pod where we could share stories of past pets or unique runs with wild animals.
So, wild animals. I like that last part. So, just to give the historical context on the dog draft, that for 3.5 years of the Seinfeld podcast, Akiva and I tried to figure out what are we going to do for the finale. And at one point, it had turned into that we were going to take the Kenny Kramer bus tour, which was
I think we were going to start with we were going to drive around the country in an RV picking up all of our major listeners along the way
and then
like
going
throughout
to
North
York.
America like spinning around to Vancouver getting like Johnny DeSilvera, going down to California, maybe getting Nelson from Denver, and then going back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to go to my friend's father is like a vet, and he was going to pick up like 40 pets for us. And then we're going to do a dog draft, but it would be all animals. It would be like a fantasy football draft, but with pets, and you'd actually have to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be exciting. That was our idea, and I think people really liked the idea. It just seemed logistically impossible.
Yeah, but do you want to draft dog breeds?
No, I don't want to draft breeds. But what about drafting like we each get a team of animals in like film or TV history?
Are we including monkeys or is it only dogs and cats?
No, I think it's all animals. I think you could pick all animals. Why? Is there a monkey that you think is at the top of the draft board?
I think all monkeys would be huge, like first round picks.
Well, what kind of monkeys are you talking about? First of all, can we draft like the bad guys also, like the Congo, the gorillas? Like those are, those are sort of like the villains of the movie, right? Or kind, not really the villains, but like they're not like the lovable pets, like what about like Dunstan and Dunstan Checks In with our friend Jason Alexander?
I don't know, but I feel like that all primates, I think, would be very highly coveted. Marcel from Friends, I think people would would want those.
Well, are we crossing over movies and TV?
Why, you want it to only be movies?
Oh, I don't know. We could, but that's like a lot of animals.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that this is a little just too out there.
Yeah, it's out there. And if it's out there for us, it's pretty out there. I feel like the idea. Maybe it could be twisted into something. But I also, one of the things I like some with some of the ideas, like we put it out there and then the listeners sort of tweak it and maybe make it podcastable.
I feel like that the best ideas are the things that are insanely specific. That is a challenge for us to, how do we turn that into a podcast?
As opposed like what
to
we just did.
Something now, that is a
the best ideas
very
and the worst
broad.
Ideas are
and then, boy, how do we get all of that into one conversation?
Fair enough. Okay, right. Like, watch this episode of a TV show. That's incredibly specific, and it doesn't require us to, like, do a lot of work.
Like, I want to go a mile deep on one very small thing, as opposed to take something that's, 10 miles wide and try to, scratch the surface.
Well said. All right, one more idea from Nelson. It's called This Is For Sale. I do think we could workshop that name, Nelson. Anyway, Rob and Akiva can search different auction or for sale websites for interesting items. The stranger, the better. You guys spend a couple minutes on each item riffing and move on. At the end of the podcast, you each buy something for the person and they get a nice surprise in the mail.
Hmm. Okay. I think that this has potential.
Now, I do want to make sure, because a lot of people have suggested ideas that are like similar to other ideas, and we don't even know it. And then people are like, hey, some other podcast does this. The Adam Carolla has been doing a relatively similar bit for like decades that's called, I think, Who the F Sells This As, where they call up people selling weird things on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Now, they don't buy them, so I don't know if this is a total ripoff of that or not.
I think it might be interesting to go and do like a deep dive into memorabilia from like one specific show. Like, for instance, like if we went on eBay and looked at just stuff from Seinfeld or just stuff from a certain show and then did a whole podcast about the memorabilia from about a specific topic.
Yeah. And also listeners could send us like links. But then do we actually buy each other something at the end of the podcast?
I think that maybe we have like a budget of like a $50 budget for the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Now, do you want to table this? I really should track the table because I'm not sure what's on the table right now. Also,
what was the name of this from Nelson?
Well, Nelson's name is called This Is For Sale, but I think we could maybe punch up the name.
This Is For Sale. I want to keep the name.
You like it. This Is For Sale. All right, Nelson, you got the name. This Is For Sale.
Yes.
The other thing on the table right now is TV theme songs that we need to punch up.
I say put This Is For Sale into the wheel waiting room with the TV theme songs. And then just wait for like one last tweak to make it like, okay, this is a podcast.
I do like the idea of like Seinfeld memorabilia because that is very on brand for us. I wouldn't want to do like a random show because one, Seinfeld's a popular show that probably has tons of memorabilia. Mm-hmm. And two, like we're super familiar with it. So I think unless someone really beats that suggestion, if we do specific memorabilia, I think Seinfeld is the leader in the clubhouse for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could also do Survivor.
That's a good point. I forgot
we
about
are
that.
On
yeah,
the,
Survivor would be,
the mothership now.
I agree. Survivor memorabilia would be right up there. That's a good point.
Okay.
It might be more popular than Seinfeld, actually, come to think of where we are. Okay. Andy says, both of us read Book 3, Chapter 7 of The Ice and Fire. No.
Nope.
Sorry. We're not reading.
This isn't a reading podcast.
Yeah. We're not reading. But I do. Yeah. If you don't like an idea, you can buzz it at any point. This is like America's Got Talent for wheel suggestions. All right.
Get the buzzer
Jesse
handy.
W666, the devil himself, tweeted and said, Rob and Akiva's toy review, or we just talk about what a brat Ryan's toy review Ryan would be.
I mean, I bet he would be. I mean, it's not really in the videos. I kind of feel bad. He is like a...
Oh, is that not in the thing that he's a brat? Like, what do you... So now, I have to say, first, before we suggest this, I do know that a listener, Eric Laval or Lavalley, I think
Laval.
He is pronounced.
Yeah.
I think it's Lavalley.
Is it Lavalley?
I think it's Lavalley. Anyway, we could write in and let us know, Eric, who's probably not listening. He, I believe, has suggested to you doing a podcast about Ryan's toy review.
Yes, he said he had a great idea that was a podcast.
It is a good idea.
A recap of Ryan's toy review, which is like the biggest YouTube channel. I know that most people, if you don't have little kids, you have no idea what it is.
Yeah, we have little kids.
Basically, there is a kid. He's got to be like, you know, 6 or 7 years old at this point. His parents like get toys for him. He reviews them. And, you know, every kid that has an iPad that's under 5 years old watches his videos of him playing with toys. And he's, you know, his channel makes millions of dollars.
And every parent kicks themselves for not thinking of the stupid thing.
Yes.
First.
he just signed a deal with Walmart where he's like going to be like the face of like the Walmart toy department.
My kids are such failures. They don't make me any money.
Yeah. But I would feel bad doing a, like, I have said, like, in some of the Patreon
podcasts. What if we don't
talk
about him? What if we just review the toy review? And my point was, I think Eric would have to be involved because it was his idea.
Yeah. I don't think there's enough there where it's
okay.
not
now,
like.
Now, I don't watch them. I, yeah. like, hear my son watching them a couple times, but I really haven't seen it.
Well, what I've said is like, it's amazing like that he is, you know, kind of like a child actor, but you don't look at him and say that he does anything that's like off the chart. You don't look at that and say,
right.
Oh, my God, that is the most talented 6-year-old.
He doesn't have an 80 skill in any of
right,
the...
Right, right. You're going to give him a report card. Like, he just plays with toys. It's not like the videos are so well produced. The kid is super talented. They're like, oh, my God, that's the most adorable kid I've ever seen. But for whatever reason, that they are killing it.
It makes me mad. None of my kids earn me a dollar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They cost me money.
I don't think there's enough there to do a podcast.
Okay, fair enough. Amanda Rabinowitz. Now, we have to really give some props to Amanda Rabinowitz because she suggested Robin Akiva Need a Podcast,
yes.
the name for this
And she
very
thinks
show.
That you are just lukewarm on that name.
No, I like it now. When we first pitched it, I don't think either of us were into it. But now, like, we sort of went backwards. And now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very good idea from Amanda, who is, I think, very happy we're podcasting. And she has an idea for an episode to put on the wheel. It's called Rob is a PR Firm. Listeners can write in suggestions of celebrities or brands that need an image rehab, and we come up with a plan to reform their image.
I really like it. I feel like it's a little Nathan for you. Do you feel like it's too much of a Nathan for you ripoff?
I don't think we're stealing. I don't think we're I think it's... dissimilar enough, and it's in a different format that I don't think the Bad Robot people, not Bad Robot, whatever that I'm blanking on the name of their production company, will come after us. I don't think it's a ripoff of them.
So
my only thing would be like I almost want like who would be a good person to. Like, would we do a deep dive in one person, or would we do,
give us a
list of five people?
I think it's we then have a week of submissions of, Robin Akiva, what could, insert, a troubled brand do, or troubled celebrity do, and then we're talking about, ways to come up with a new take.
Yeah. I've got some brands on the hot seat right now.
Okay. All right. I mean, I like this idea. I think that, it would be sort of like the dad cast or other things where it's a week of, we're getting a bunch of submissions and things to talk about.
Right.
And then we come on and hit like, 6 or 7 things.
Yeah. I mean, I do also want like one home run sort of idea before we would approve it, maybe.
But you don't think... I feel like that would come in. I feel like everything's going to be in the waiting room. I think that once we say, okay, this is what we're doing next week, I think we'll be inundated with suggestions and we'll pick out. Like,
so do you want to put Rob as a PR firm on the wheel?
Yes, add it to the wheel.
Okay, now someone wrote in with the suggestion,
and I will call it Rob and Akiva PR.
Okay. Rob at SayHop says the sound for adding things to the wheel should be the Mario eats the mushroom to pound up to power up sound in Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
We get that sound for future weeks.
All right. My kids got a Happy Meal with the Super Mario Extra Life noise. I can easily have that here on the soundboard.
Oh, awesome.
Let me see. Here, let me grab it from YouTube. But I don't know. You like that?
That's not it. No, that's not this power up move.
That's the Extra Life. That's the thing my kids got from McDonald's. The thing that makes that.
Oh,
noise.
I see. But no, he wants the power up.
Mario,
we need a mushroom.
Okay, here. here, this is that.
Beautiful.
Okay, there you go. I'll add that to the soundboard.
All righty, plenty more to go here. So, all right, we're putting that on the wheel, though. That's our 10th thing. We knocked off IMD bags, so now we're back to 10 things on the wheel, if my numbers are correct, with two things in the waiting room.
Okay.
All right, good job, Amanda. Really killing it so far. She should just do the podcast. She's got all the ideas.
Yeah.
All right, Ronka.
If one of us is sick, Amanda, you're on deck to fill in.
Ideally, it would be me, because I have no idea to record this stuff. So I don't know, me and Amanda, I don't know. We could do a podcast. I'm just not sure anybody would ever hear it.
Yes.
Well, if one of us can't make it,
are we having like guest hosts where
we have a sub wheel.
Regis and Kelly.
I don't see the email now, but someone said we need a sub wheel for season 3, episode 7 with like different shows on the wheel. They said you guys love to like make things extra complicated for no reason, and they want things to get like way out of control. Super complicated. So we need to start adding sub wheels. This person said.
So we need a secondary wheel.
A sub wheel.
Is it a wheel, or we have something else?
Yeah, the person should have pitched like something else. I agree. But even a sub wheel, like a wheel within the wheel, for like, okay, we landed on season 3, episode 7. Now we're going to decide between this and this and this. Now we already have a couple season 3, episode 7 things on the list. So, Family Matters, comedians,
here's what I think we should do. Okay. Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a thing on the wheel, which is season 3, episode 7, and then I get a goldfish bowl and a box of ping pong balls.
Okay.
And then when somebody has a new idea for a show, we throw that ping pong ball into the goldfish bowl.
Now, but with the things that are already on the wheel, which is Family Matters, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, I think that's it for season 3, episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
Do those have to go into the sub wheel, or are those grandfathered in on the original wheel?
What I would say is that I would move those to the ping pong balls, but we can increase the weight of the spot
so
on
maybe
the wheel.
It's like the NBA draft lottery. They get like extra ping pong balls in the goldfish bowl.
Well, no, I was going to say that the season 3, episode 7 spot on the wheel is twice the size of any other spot
on
the wheel.
So it gets two spots on the wheel. It gets two spots on the wheel.
Yeah, it's weighted more heavily. So season 3 more.
Literally weighted, because you could literally just add it twice also, and that's the same thing as weighting it more heavily.
Yeah.
Whatever's easiest for you.
You know, there's a couple different ways.
Is that what we're doing?
Are we
knocking off the season 3 episode? I like that this guy wants to get complicated.
Yes.
Are we knocking off? So now season 3, episode 7 is officially the thing on the wheel. Maybe that could have been the podcast. People really like this.
I know people really like it. That's why we should have it like it should be like, you know, 2 or 3. And then we have like the big like, OK, oh, throw this show in there. Throw this show in there. Throw this show in there. OK, fine.
Right, but right now there's only two things on the wheel. Now we're probably about to add a few more because there's a bunch of suggestions about that. But it would be, you know, auspicious to get picked this week because you'd have
we'd flip a coin or whatever. Just use the random number generator.
Because we don't have the goldfish bowl yet. That's correct. But I'm saying if you're a Family Matters stan, right now you have a 1 in 2 chance, whereas in a few weeks it might be 1 in 12 or something. All right.
Yeah. Ping pong balls are pretty cheap. Like this box of 144 ping pong balls is $10.95 on Amazon.
Yeah. By the way, balls weirdly expensive. So it's weird that like ping pong balls are so cheap when tennis balls are so expensive.
Yeah. So we will get.
So now we just cut two things into one on the wheel. So now we're back down to only not 9 things on the wheel, but no, 10 because we have Rob as a PR firm. So we're at 10.
So season 3, episode 7 is going on to the wheel as a thing, and then we're going to give it we're going to weight it more heavily.
Yes.
And so, that is on the board, but we're going to take the two shows that we have, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee and Family Matters. off of the board.
Now, CSI New York, in theory, we're watching season 3, episode 7, but I think that stays on because that's a whole different type of podcast.
Yeah, that is a different format.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. All right. I hope nobody is confused because even the podcasters here.
All right, so we're going to take Family Matters. Just remember Family Matters and Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
We'll briefly go over the 10 right before we spin the wheel.
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to increase the weight of the season 3, episode 7.
All right. Ronka writes in. She says, what about recording a commentary to a movie? Any movie you guys choose. I like that she didn't pick the movie for us. No prep needed. This takes care of Kiva's desire for extra homework. No extra homework, she says. By the way, that was Rob's desire. Don't throw me under the bus. Defined time. The movie's 90 minutes. You could just have a 90-minute episode. Space for tangent talk if the movie's boring or you guys remember something. You could just go on about it. We can follow along, right? We could play the movie at the same time. And then number five, she's got five bullet notes. Number five, she says, I have almost no preference in movie, so no suggestion on that part from me. If you want a suggestion, then I suggest Die Hard because it's my favorite Christmas movie. What a troll. She's just sneaking that in at the end of like a 10-line email, Rhonda?
Yeah.
Ronka?
Trying to get the people worked up about that one.
Oh, man. Listen, I have no say. That's cultural appropriation for me to even discuss that. But otherwise, choose anything you want, she says. It can be something you have both seen or something new or something Akiva's yet to watch. What do you think about movie commentary?
I'm interested. I mean, I liked the commentary that we just did for the Madden game.
Yeah.
But I feel like that we would need to have the movie ahead of time.
Yes. Do
commentary on movies half an idea?
Okay, yes. So pitch us, tweet us. It doesn't even need full emails. Tweet us the idea of a movie. And if we see the perfect one, I think next week we'll add it to the wheel. Is that fair? That would be
great.
We're
open to doing commentary on a movie, but we still need the movie.
Yeah, so that is being
tabled.
We're
not going to get a goldfish bowl filled with movies written
movie
on tennis
ideas.
Balls.
No, we don't want two
tennis
sub-wheels.
Tennis balls are expensive.
That's right. Listen. We can only have one subwheel at a time. We can't get too complicated. So we only have a TV subwheel for season 3, episode 7, not a separate movie subwheel.
Right.
Will be fast-tracked onto the wheel next week.
And if
someone
we did
comes
a dog
up.
Draft, we need a golden retriever that could pick out a tennis ball of a large bucket, and then that would be the mechanism to pick out movies. But we don't have any of those things yet, starting with the idea for a movie.
All right, good idea from Ronka, though, even though she's trolling everybody with the Die Hard line.
Yes.
KX has an idea for us. I was listening to the RHAP B&B today, shout out to them, and Mike Bloom read some BB fan fiction, that's Big Brother for the non-reality TV people. So he was thinking that maybe we could read and review some Seinfeld fan fiction.
Okay. Is there Seinfeld fan fiction?
Oh, there's tons.
Is there? Is it like dirty?
I think there's probably isn't that like erotic fan fiction? I think it's like
fan fiction is
No. I've never written fan fiction. I've never read fan fiction, but I'm going to pretend to be an expert now because that's usually what I do.
Yeah.
All fan fiction is not automatically erotic, which is what you were about to say, which is insane.
I think 99% of it is.
There's no way. Like, yes, there might be a scene where like Harry Potter and like the Dumbledore, I don't know. But, like, it's not...
So what is Seinfeld? Is it, like, a spec script? What is Seinfeld fan
scripts,
fiction?
I think. It's either someone picks off, like, here's what would be happening if Seinfeld was on today, or it'd be spec scripts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sort of like this idea.
I like the idea, but it involves reading.
Can somebody maybe find us, like, a one worth reading and then send it back to us?
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to agree to the idea. It comes up on the wheel, and then we have to go and see, oh, well, does this exist? Yeah. Do we have this? So,
well, I'm giving KX, who sent this in, homework. Find us something that would be, and other people can too, find us, like, a script that is, you know, either hilariously bad or maybe really good, and send it to us, and then we could consider putting it on the wheel next week. Because I do like the idea of us talking about Seinfeld fan fiction.
Do you feel like people like this part of the podcast?
Yeah, I think I think like they don't like the Madden part for sure.
I feel like the Madden part was we were into it. This I feel like is a lot of us like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't know. I feel like that we're complaining a lot during this part of the podcast, and I don't know if the audience likes this.
Listen,
my wife
if you
would
don't
hate
like it,
this
let
part
us
of the
know.
Podcast.
I don't. They could also shut it off.
I asked my wife what would I have to podcast about for her to listen to an episode of this podcast, and she couldn't even come up with anything.
My wife, who never even I don't even think knows we did a Seinfeld podcast and didn't know what RHAP stood for like months ago.
Yeah.
She asked me when I was wearing an RHAP shirt, like, what is that? I told her what we were doing tonight with the Madden thing. And she said, and this is she clearly got this from me. She said, there's no amount of money that I could be paid to listen to you guys talk about a fake game of Madden.
Yeah. Well, maybe that would be good. Like some sort of like wife quiz where it's like we each write a list of like 10 questions and then have basically like over email, and then like
so
I email your wife
on the podcast.
I don't think we need them. I think we could just give their
because we couldn't get them. There's no way we could get them.
Yeah,
for the show
it would
anyway.
Be sort of like a newlywed game, but it would be that we don't need them. It would be like
but
I would
give
email,
an example. What are we asking our wives?
I would email your wife 10 questions, and then you could email my wife 10 questions.
But what would the what like 10 questions about what like quiz about?
Yeah, I don't know. What is like things that maybe are like well known about you from like the podcast, and to see if they know any of these answers.
All right, so wife quiz.
Yeah,
wife swap quiz. Can we do wife swap quiz?
I think it would be fine. That way, I think that'd be interesting.
Okay, do you want to put this on the board? Wife swap quiz.
Yeah.
Okay. Wife swap quiz. Wow, look at this. Everyone, all these listeners take all their precious time to send in things, then we just come up with our own ideas.
So
and put
we
them
can
on
come
board.
Up with this, and that's organic. That's good.
Yeah, that, no, that was good.
You don't think that would be a funny podcast? Of
I do think
that
it would be. I don't
email
know. My
wife,
like,
10 questions, yes, and then she's going to answer them, and then I don't know what questions you asked or what she's going to answer, and I have to guess
and
what she said.
And you email my wife 10 questions, and she doesn't respond because she has 40,000 unchecked emails, and you know. No, I do think it would be fun. I think that would work. My wife, I don't know. She's only been on one podcast ever. Very reluctant. I also, like, I woke her up. She was sort of
not. This would just be over email.
Yeah, I understand. We could never get my wife onto a podcast. And I like the idea that she wouldn't listen for money because she doesn't work. So, like, God forbid she would earn money by listening to a podcast. Like,
so on this podcast, you've complained about your wife and your children not earning any income.
Yeah, yeah. It's all on me. It's very stressful. You have, I mean, you don't have this, too. You have dual incomes in your house. Listen, it's just me. It is stressful. You got to listen.
Yeah.
I like one. It's okay if my wife doesn't work if one of my kids somehow figured out how to monetize one of their skills. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, my daughter's good at gymnastics. What does that get you? We pay just more money. Like, the better she gets, the more money we pay to the gymnastics people for her to, like, do more gymnastics. But, like, unless she becomes Simone Biles, which she thinks she will, there's not, like, I don't know what the upside there is.
All
so
right.
I'm trying to, like, how could we sort of if someone has an idea for how I could monetize my kids, and Rob, you'd be in on this too, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I think that would be, what if like our son started a podcast and that became big?
I mean, my kids are ready.
Ryan and crew have already done YouTube.
That's
like
their
YouTube
hero.
For kids.
YouTube
for kids has been done.
What about
podcasts for kids?
I don't know if they have like mobile devices to get the podcast. Like, I feel like a lot of like 5-year olds don't have the podcast.
It would be
app.
Like weirdos listening. It would, like, the kids would be the podcasters, I guess.
Yeah, it would be a lot of like where YouTube is sort of like set up where kids can work the iPad.
True. Like our kids can watch YouTube.
There's
videos.
No kids podcast
listening.
App.
True. True. Maybe we invent one. That maybe that
right,
could be
and
how
kids
we
like
make,
the visual stimulation also. I have to be like a video podcast. But if I told my kids, like, hey, we're starting the toy review channel tomorrow, they would
be
on board.
Yeah. Would they ask for a cut?
They don't really know what money is.
Oh, they don't know. Yeah, neither do my kids or any of the other 5 people in this house.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an idea from Ben. Robin Keeve, the high school years. You guys relive your best and worst stories from high school, stories of young love. Well, I don't know how long. Being bullied doesn't have to be confined to high school, but I'd love to hear a podcast about all the craziest moments of your childhood. First of all, I do think if you listen, just go back and listen to 108 episodes of the Seinfeld podcast, you will hear a lot of high school stories from both of us.
I have no good high school stories. I have basically almost no memories before I was a freshman in college. I did nothing.
I had
no friends.
It was just so boring. It was like fast forward, like the Madden huddles. Like you just...
There was nothing going on. I watched TV. I had no friends. My parents would like beg me, please go somewhere. We don't want you here anymore.
Aww.
Go leave the house, please.
Go as far as possible upstate.
We're begging you. Like, we wish you would make a friend and go somewhere. And I was like, where do you want me to go?
Did you really have
I don't,
no friends?
Nobody
you didn't
likes
have like a
me.
Best friend in high school?
No, I mean, I had a few good friends.
You didn't
but
have a crew?
There was no like-minded group of nerds that I was like commiserating
with.
That's
hard to believe. First of all, you went to like a large public high school. There was probably a few hundred kids in your grade.
Yeah.
So it's easy for like like-minded people to find each other. I know it's pre-internet.
Yeah. Well, we lived in one city.
And you're not like a dork. You're not like a huge loser. Yeah.
We lived in one city on Long Island, and then we moved when I was going into ninth grade. So,
so you were the new kid in high school.
I was the new kid, and I didn't know anybody.
You show up the first day, you don't know a single kid in the school, basically.
Yeah,
right?
I remember vividly. I walked into like a class, and like some kid like pointed at me, like, "Who's this guy?"
Yeah, because they knew each other.
They had known each other, and so I came in, and nobody had disdain for me. Like I wasn't like terribly bullied, but you know, people were just pretty like agnostic towards me, and I had some friends, but overall, like nobody like was really. There were no young women that were like, "Hey, who's the new guy?" And there were no,
Did you tell them met your girlfriend in the old school?
No.
And there
weren't a ton of young guys that were like, "Hey, like, let's bring this guy into the crew."
Right. Well, you didn't have a thing yet. There wasn't like reality. Like you didn't have like.
Didn't have a thing.
You like sports, but you weren't like a sports star.
Right.
You weren't on any of the teams in high school, right?
No. I was on
the
school.
Did you join a club? Were you on the newspaper?
Newspaper, yes.
Yeah. Not great for camaraderie. I feel like the newspaper people are.
Yeah.
I don't know. We did high school newspaper. They wouldn't let us print how many kids were in the school because it was a private school. They were like,
"Why not?"
It wasn't like, I don't know. It was weird. I'm not sure. But my grade in high school, this is his podcast right now. This is Ben's podcast, Robin Keith High School Years. My high school was 33. It was an all boys school and it was 33 guys in the grade. So like, it was hard not to have friends. Like you, by accident, you know, have like 15 friends just because like, what are you going to do? So even though a lot of those people weren't as like-minded as probably you would find there, like there was people maybe I would never have been friends with outside of school, but you're just stuck. Like here are your friends. You're stuck with them for the next 4 years.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot there. College, maybe that's a
stories
that's a
of
thing,
young. But, yeah. The problem is like my high school stories are probably more interesting than my college stories because I was married in college. Like I had a child while before I graduated college.
Yeah.
So nothing wild going on there.
I feel like people could write in. I don't think there's enough there to make this into
an these things
episode.
Come up organically anyway. There's so many high school stories.
It's
both
the IMD
of
bags of memories.
Yeah, I agree. Phil T.
Yes. Love Phil T.
By the way, speaking of Phil T, all these Jenny and Colin type people, write us a theme song. We need a theme song for this show. Prolific mouth trumpeter Rob Cesternino mimics the theme song for different TV shows, and Akiva has to guess what theme song it is, whether or not it's an accurate rendition, Simon Cowell style, with some sort of judging system in place and or stakes for it being bad or good.
I think we could bring the mouth trumpet in.
I think, about every season 3, episode 7 song, you have to mouth trumpet the theme song.
I can give it a shot. I don't know if mouth trumpet can carry an episode. I think that I blindsided a lot of people with it last week. Yeah. I don't think that it is.
See, people already want to go to the well, episode 2. They want us to burn all of our
the
best
crow
bits.
Well.
Yeah, the
and
Crowell,
the Powell.
The Powell.
Yeah, that's you right. saw what happened.
They really need a third guy.
Isaiah third Crowell guy. Got 19 carries in a 5-minute quarter game of Madden.
For -8 yards.
You know, it was a couple.
You could see my heart break when I was devastated when he fumbled that ball. I really thought the Jets were going to drive down and win that game.
Yeah.
Imagine how disappointed I get for real football. Join us, Sam from New Zealand. Join the Jets club.
Yeah.
All right. So. Shut up, Tim had the same idea. Top 10 mouth trumpet songs. He also says, podcast idea, your kid's taste is trash. Everything's trash on this podcast. Rob and Akiva must each watch an episode of each other's kids' current favorite show and discuss which kids have the worst taste.
I kind of like that idea. I feel like a lot of the parents would do that. I get a lot of material.
Well, what is your kid's favorite show?
Right
on
now
TV?
Is the PJ Masks.
Here's the problem.
Is number one.
We each have to, that's my son's also. My son got a new spiffy PJ Masks backpack for school starting next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, we have a episode ranking of these shows of we want to watch PJ Masks, like specific episodes. When, you know, we were younger, it would just be like, okay, this show is on at this time. My kids, you know, they have the show, it's on the Apple TV and they only specific, no, not this episode because I don't like that guy that shows up. And then this episode is good. Right.
Now, what do you think about Romeo? Because my wife had to ban the Romeo laugh. Because my son, Romeo, can you do the Romeo laugh for us, please?
I can't do an impression. Again, but let's...
You know what he does? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
he does
let's just put this on the wheel. Let's
okay.
just...
But anyway, my wife banned it because my son would walk around all day like doing mean things. like being the bad guy. He, because my son, I guess, is a lunatic who identified with the villain of the show.
Yeah.
And he would walk around all day like tripping people and then going, muhaha. Like he was very into the bad guy. But on PJ Masks.
Now, I believe that PJ Masks is only into season 2.
Are you serious?
But
there's 100 episodes.
Is there 100 episodes?
I have no idea. It just feels like it, but my kids are probably always watching the same episode, and I just don't realize.
Yeah, I think there's like 30 episodes in season 1, and right now our Apple TV tells us that there are 17 episodes in season 2.
Mm-hmm. But, so there's no season 3 episode 7, you're saying?
I don't believe there is, so
I think that's okay.
Yeah. So, but
we're
going
to go to season 2, episode 7.
But are we reviewing an episode, or we're just talking about a couple of shows that these kids watch?
Well, we'd have to like watch an episode of the show, I think, to like sort of.
So I don't think it's an episode recap. I think that maybe it could be like 3 shows that our kids watch, and then talk about rating the show overall.
Right. But I don't watch these. Like, I would still have to go back and watch these shows because I don't really watch them carefully enough to have takes on some of them.
Right, we may have to actually sit and watch them with our kids. And
what are the other shows? PJ Masks is big. Are you a Paw Patrol family?
We could talk about Paw Patrol. It's sort of out of favor.
But he's not crazy into Paw Patrol right now, but I feel like we have enough of a background. And my son was a huge Peppa Pig guy, but you only have sons.
I mean, PJ Masks is definitely on the list, and then we can the listeners can write in with one or two other shows.
So you can say some trash. Is that going on the board right now?
Sure. Why not? Why not? Uh-huh. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kids shows are trash.
Your kids shows are trash. The third trash podcast on the list.
The trash trilogy.
The trash, that's good. I do like no more trash ideas. We have a trash trilogy. Don't start going for fourths. So we've added today, Rob, we merged season 3, episode 7, the Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee and Family Matters into one thing. Rob is a PR firm. That's on the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wife swap quiz and your kid's taste is trash. So we're getting the whole family involved in the podcast.
Okay.
We also have 4 things that are waiting. That's TV theme songs, the eBay idea, movie commentary, and Seinfeld fan fiction.
And are you keeping sort of like new business and old business in order?
Yes, I'm keeping everything in order. That's why I'm reiterating it here.
Okay.
All right, let's go. What else do we have here?
Oh, there's still more stuff?
We'll try and go quick.
Okay.
I do like this idea, but I'm going to twist it a little bit. Fitzy, at Fitzy Brandon Fitzpatrick says, please add a conversation breaking down everything on this list in homage to the year 1998 to The Wheel. So he linked us an article.
Yes.
Now,
was it from The Ringer?
I don't think it was a Ringer article. I thought it was like, I don't have the link in front of me, but I thought it was like a BuzzFeed, Huffington Post type thing. But they already did that. I thought it was a good idea. Here, let me pitch you an idea breaking off of Brandon's that I like. We pick a random day from the 90s. This is already on the wheel because we have a That 90s podcast, or We Like the 90s podcast. Mm-hmm. This is what that would be because that hasn't been defined yet. We pick a random idea from the 90s for a random day. We put them on a separate super sub wheel or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you put January, December on the wheel and it's April. And then you put 1 through 31 on the wheel and it's 15th. Well, then that's tax day. 13th, April 13th. And then 1990 through 99, and we pick 96. So April 13, 1996. And then I'll spend the week researching what happened that day. And also listeners could send me suggestions. And then we will sort of like go through the most interesting things that were happening on April 13th, 1996.
Okay. I do like that idea. So is that the solve for That 90s podcast?
Yes, I think so. We're going to spin a random day.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about what was going on that random day.
Okay.
June 20th, 1994
movie at the box office was.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. What was number one in the thing? But also we'll get into like politics and like, you know, like the random, you know, what was going on, like Natalie Holloway was disappearing or whatever was happening that day.
Okay. So this 90s date.
Yeah. On that date in the 90s. Or we could just call it the date. No, we could call it the name. Like, let's say it was April 13th, 1994. We could just call the podcast April 13th, 1994. I think that's an eye-catching name.
But on the wheel, what is it called?
We'll call it April 13th, 1994, even though that's not the day we're necessarily going to pick.
Okay. And so it's sort of like where this is random number generator 1 to 12, random number generator
1 to 31, and then 0 to 9.
Okay. And what if it comes up like February 30th, 1992?
Well, then it's March 2nd.
Okay. All right. So that 90s podcast has now been rebranded.
We could do the month first, and then we could put the number of dates based on what the month is.
Yeah.
Also.
So that 90s podcast has now been rebranded. Rebranded.
I do think that's a good rebrand.
94.
Because most of these are very specific now. They started off pretty vague. The only thing that's still kind of vague is movies, music videos, but that I don't think needs to get more specific.
Yeah, that's like people write in with some suggestions.
Yeah, by the way, it was at JesseW666, the devil himself, who said the wheel thing isn't complicated enough. Season 3, Episode 7 should be one space on the wheel with its own
all
subwheel.
All right, we doubled the space and we are getting a fishbowl, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse?
You know, I just found his email. He said you could also respin modifiers such as a News AF crossover where Danny and Tyson come do whatever the next spin is.
Oh, okay.
A crossover episode.
Yeah. Should we have a spin again on the wheel, Akiva?
I mean, does that really do anything, though? What about choose your own? Oh, I got one. I got one.
Rob's choice or Akiva's choice?
Rob's choice or Akiva's choice. That's good.
Okay.
We promised like 20 minutes ago that the wheel would have 10 things. I think we're up to like 17. Okay.
All right. So Rob's choice. And
no, how about let's just make it both of our choice and then we argue for what we do if we win.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yes.
The host's choice and then we battle it out and...
I feel like it should just be Rob's choice, Akiva's choice.
But you're going to get mad at me if I pick something you don't like.
Okay, how about this? Rob's choice, and Akiva's screen. And that way, when the wheel comes up on your... I guess that... do you want to have the wheel open every time if it's not the canon
wheel? No, now we're getting complicated. Okay. I don't even know. Okay. It's fine. Rob's choice and Akiva's choice is fine.
Okay.
Should the listeners get a choice?
Well, then how would we wage... we would have them vote on 19 things?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't work. Plus, it would have to be during the episode, so it would be a very quick poll. And Twitter polls only allowed 4.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Not a great idea.
All right, so Rob's...
Listeners, yeah.
Rob's choice and Akiva's choice. And
now
then
I have
once... hold on. Now, once Akiva's choice gets... once we land on Akiva's choice, is that off the board, or does Akiva's choice always stay on the board?
That's a good question. Oh, man. This thing is complicated. What do you think?
I think it should be one a year...
One a year, one a year. That's fair.
And then they come back.
Once it gets hit, it's off for the rest of the calendar year.
Yeah.
And we're most of the way done with the year, so I think that's fair anyway.
Yeah, boy.
And we each get one veto. This wheel is getting crowded. So Rob's choice and Akiva's choice.
Wait till I get the fishbowl.
You know how many things are on the wheel right now?
Yeah. I'll reset it before we do the spin.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Everything left is season 3, episode 7 ideas.
Okay.
Should we save that for next week because we don't have the fishbowl yet?
But we do have season 3, episode 7 on...
That is on the wheel, but then we'll just basically
Let's just go through it, and then then I'll know what to add, and I'll have the fishbowl ready
Fair
for next
enough.
Week's episode. Okay?
I was just thinking because, you know, who knows? Maybe nobody submits after this long segment next week.
Family Matters and Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, those are the two things. Let's see if we could add anything. Everything else... All right, Joe T. says... A movie... Now let's skip that. John says, we watch an episode of WWE. And we do a podcast about it. I just think there's too many wrestling podcasts already.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like if there was a specific thing, but yeah, I think it's a little off-brand.
Plus, we wouldn't be able to dictate when we watch. So it's not like we could say, oh, we'll watch the Royal Rumble because we don't know when it's going to come
up. I thought this was like, oh, watch, Monday Night Raw from, January 10th, 1998.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what he meant. Season 3, episode 7 of Baywatch, no thanks. Season 3, episode 7 of the Seinfeld Recap Podcast.
Hmm.
Now, we've discussed this. We're listening to our own podcast and talking about it.
Yeah, I would put it up. I'd have that ping pong ball in the... Like, again, I would be nervous about that on the wheel, but I would say, all right, then...
Because now it's like a 1 in 15 and then another 1 in 10 or something.
Yeah, okay. So
just logistically, I'm not sure how you'd like hear our voices over the other voices.
Oh, I think we'd have to just do a recap of it. I don't think it would be commentary on the podcast.
Oh, maybe we could play a couple things if there's highlights also.
Yes, if there's clips. Season 3, episode 7.
Okay, so we're putting that on.
Okay.
I hope everyone's still with us.
The Cafe is that one. So whatever we talked about with Babu Bhatt.
You know, it was early for the podcast because remember, season one and two were pretty short. I think maybe I had a mic at that point, so it was listenable in terms of the audio. I think that's probably a good jumping point if someone was going to really listen to the podcast to start there anyway.
Yeah.
Johnny DeSilvera says rewatch Family Ties. I don't really know anything about Family Ties.
No, I don't think that's that exciting.
Okay. Kurt Rowan. How about you guys watch a series finale of a show you've never seen and podcast about that? Listen, we're season 3, episode 7, guys, Kurt.
Yes. If you find a show, I mean, The Leftovers comes pretty close to having a series finale.
Yeah, a show that ends season 3. That's a good point. Right. Deadwood, I think that only has three seasons.
That's like the next to last
Deadwood
episode.
Might be really close.
Yeah, if you could find a series finale, then we'll throw it in there.
That's homework. We got a lot of TV maniacs out there that know the answer to that question.
Season 3, episode 7, Seinfeld Cafe. That is our 24th episode of the Seinfeld podcast from November 22nd, 2014.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a good one.
Yeah.
Gal the Sports Hater says there's a Korean TV show on Netflix called The Sound of Your Heart. There's only one season, so you can't do season 3, episode 7, but I think episode 4 would be perfect for you guys. Is there subtitles?
Which show is this?
It's a Korean show on Netflix called The Sound of Your Heart.
I don't know. I think we're getting a little...
Yeah. I agree. I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
By Robot says season 3, episode 7 of Small Wonder would be great. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, let's put that ping pong ball
What
in
is
there.
Small Wonder? Can you tell me?
It's an 80s syndicated sitcom about a family that the dad is an inventor and he builds a robot daughter.
Oh, you know, I think a bunch of people suggest. Somebody said people really like the robot.
Super campy.
And also, this guy's name is at By Robot. He must be a big robot freak, this Byron guy who's writing in.
Yeah, Byron the Robot. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to skip the movie ideas because I don't want to add them.
Yeah.
John says, Mr. Belvedere or Major Dad?
I don't know if either one is that exciting for me.
Kelly says, Small Wonder... The 80s show that has a robot.
Yeah,
Tyson Apostle is a professed fan, so we could maybe get him to co-host with you. That could be the crossover episode.
We could ask him. I know Keeve is always looking for guests on the podcast.
Rob is anti-guest, though.
Okay. There you go.
Are you including that? You're including... Oh, wait,
I already put it on the board. We don't need to do the mushroom sounds for...
For subwheels.
Yeah.
That's only regular wheels. I agree. Facts of Life, the debut of Lisa Welchel.
Is that season 3, episode 7?
Yeah, I mean, I assume that's what Kelly's suggesting.
I think she's on from the beginning. No.
No.
Either way, Facts of Life are not exciting enough.
Not exciting enough. Yeah.
Sorry, AJ Mass.
Yeah. Alibi Wiley had a bunch of comments this week. A very special episode, this is called. So this isn't really season 3, episode 7. Rob and Akiva brainstorm 80s-style special episodes for modern comedies and dramas. We basically pitch, because in the 80s, they used to have a very special episode a lot, right?
Yeah.
By the way. Last week, I said that you had to say to your wife, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Did you do that?
Oh, no, I forgot to.
You forgot. So that's your homework for next week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it either, but I've done it
in the past.
Well,
maybe that'll come up in the email draft.
It hasn't worked out well for me.
Yes.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I was thinking of other 80s tropes that are similar to that. Two big ones are someone has you watch their goldfish when they go on vacation, the goldfish dies, and you're trying to replace it with a fake one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very big 80s sitcom. That was in every 80s sitcom had a B-plot.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell had it I think I'm going to get this. Is it a salamander or a chameleon?
Yeah, I
forget. Artie Boy, yeah.
And then, should we add Saved by the Bell, season 3, episode 7 to the list?
We can.
I don't know what the
episode
is.
I don't know. I just don't know what we're going to say about Saved by the Bell that hasn't already been said. I think it's overplayed. That Saved by the Bell
was
terrible.
And the other one is a guy, some ne'er-do-well guy, says, I just bought a Rolex, and then they look at the watch and it says Tolex on it, or Molex. That's you bought a knockoff watch in the 80s. Those are two 80s things. Anyway, so they wanted The Rock deals with immigration on ballers. These are just his ideas. We don't actually have to talk about them. Big Bang Theory addresses the bad Han Solo movie. Magnum P.I. gets fired because of his tweets about the Tigers. I don't get that. It's just a very special episode. That's too much work for us, I think.
It's a lot of work. And I think that, things that they would do special episodes about are things that you people get mad at.
Usually not
joke
joking
about.
Stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like,
Full House had the child abuse one.
Right. So,
what do you think about when your dad is pounding you? Remember that? That's what the kid said to Stephanie. Anyway,
which show is that?
The Full House. There's an episode of she's got this guy friend when they're little who's getting hit by his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad.
Sure.
At Mr. Robot Taryn votes for Alf or Gilligan's Island.
No, Alf I would definitely have on there.
All right, let's put on a lot of Gilligan's Island suggestions. I did watch Gilligan's Island, but I've got nothing to say about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think anything that has to be said about Gilligan's Island
is being rebooted, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think they're bringing back Alf.
It's timeless. So
Yeah,
because the great thing about bringing back Alf is that, you know, you bring back these other shows and you say, boy, this person looks terrible, but Alf is going to look the same. So he's a great
Alf's
person.
Alf's going to look better than ever. Absolutely.
Right. The Muppets, finance. Alf, right, all great for debris brought back, even though the Muppet show
Although the Muppets didn't really work
canceled.
Out. Yeah. But it wasn't because the Muppets looked bad. It just,
they didn't really have a great take on it.
Yeah. At Finance by Money says, for the season 3, episode 7 show, I suggest another classic from a happier TV time, The Partridge Family. Now, this is why I'm reading, because I'm not interested in talking about The Partridge Family. For a new idea, I would like to suggest the roast of Akiva and Rob. And this Finance by Money gives a roast joke in the email, in the tweet.
Okay.
Here's his roast joke idea. Tell me if he should be the roast master general. I'm not saying that Akiva talks about food a lot, but Jim Gaffigan is starting to complain. It's too much.
I don't know if a podcast roast would work.
Now, you did a roast once. I feel like that this gets lost in the RGP ouvoir. Like, it was a big, like, I feel like
January
it was done
2014,
well.
Only 10 months before we would talk about the cafe and 5 months before we started podcasting, we did a roast.
It was pretty good.
It was okay. I
don't see people talking about it. I don't know if it has stood the test of time. I never really see people mention it in classic RGP podcasts, but I do think it was pretty well done. A couple of the roasters didn't really bring their A game, but some of them did.
Yeah.
Do you think you should run back the roast in general?
No, I don't think so. Because
what about for your 40th birthday, I think, is coming up soon. What if we roast you for your 40th birthday?
No, thank you. Here's the problem with the roast format. You know, in an era where, you know, you lose your job over a joking poor
taste. The best time to roast someone was in January 2014.
Yeah.
Not August 2018.
So in a roast, like the best place for a roast is some like untelevised setting where there is a
what
degree.
What if we roast you, but no iPhones are allowed in?
Yeah,
like, no
a degree of familiarity. So, but broadcasting a roast, I think, and I know there's roast battle and stuff like that, but I don't think the climate is right for a roast.
Yeah, you think it could come back? You think it'd turn around? Like roasts could have another day?
You know, everything is cyclical.
Yeah, it's true. You think baggy pants are ever going to come back in? Because
you're hoping.
I don't know. It's just remember, like if you wore tight pants,
like MC Hammer genie pants. I mean, well, let's say that for the 90s.
Just like I don't mean like JNCOs, but just like when we were kids, you wore baggy pants, and then like the bigger of like a punk you wore, the baggier your pants were.
Everything comes back.
So when do you give me a year where you think baggy pants are going to come back in?
2021.
All right, that's soon.
Yeah.
I was thinking it might be a little longer. But yeah, I think you might be right.
Everybody will be clean shaven with baggy pants.
So beards are big now?
I think at the point that something reaches me, I think it's that's where the critical mass is happening.
You're hip. You're cool.
Yeah. And that's when everybody who's cool needs to realize, oh my God, I'm doing the same thing as Rob. Need to do the opposite.
Listen, you started a podcast. Everyone got in on the game.
Yeah, now, well, I'm waiting for everybody to do the opposite on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. At Gwen Danza says the $100,000 per hat mid is clearly a reminder that Rob and Akiva need a Friends podcast. I think we promised on Seinfeld we would never do a Friends podcast. I don't think we could break that promise. Mm-hmm. Last suggestion, at SJ Wolves. There you go. I'm not sure what they were talking about. Golden Girls Season 3, Episode 7 must happen. Perhaps the podcast is just random mid-80s, early TV that I vaguely all remember as a kid. Should we put Golden Girls on the list?
Do you want to put Golden Girls? I feel like Golden Girls is beloved, and I think it would be a mistake.
We can only get in trouble. Like, well, yeah, I don't have a problem with Golden Girls, but I don't think we need to be the podcast that tackles it.
Alf is great. Perfect Strangers is great. Small Wonder is great. Shows that people love.
Can I pitch one more show for the wheel on Season 3, Episode 7?
Yes.
Were you aware in the world as Carmen Sandiego fan?
Yes.
Can we put that on the wheel?
Sure. Is there a way to watch the back catalog?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
Is there any chance that Eric Stein was on that episode?
Should we do his episode? I feel like it's been seen.
Yeah.
No, I had a friend growing up who also was on an episode. I think he won, and then he got 6 out of 7.
Sure. That's fine. We can podcast about that. I mean, should it be?
I think the millennials missed the Where in the World's Carmen Sandiego era, and maybe that's why they don't know their geography as well as the...
I almost feel like that's a mistake to talk about as just a single episode, because I feel like that a recap of a certain episode might not be as good as just like sort of like a overall podcast about
right,
where in the world.
But the thing with that is, like, we still need to watch an episode, so we sort of, like, may as well,
okay,
you know what I mean?
We'll watch that episode, but we won't necessarily, like, well, let's put that on a ping pong ball, but that'll be more of, like, a broad strokes of talking about the world of who are all of her, the henchmen.
Yeah, the chief. R.I.P. the chief is no longer with us.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk about just sort of like the a deep dive into where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. That'll be also a ping pong ball.
Can we recap what's on the wheel now? Make sure we've got the right things.
Okay.
People are like, this podcast is not
long
enough.
People are like, this is, I thought this was a good idea last week. I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay, unsubscribe.
No, listen,
one star.
We'll be back next week.
Mark Lynn Baker was right.
Sophomore
hashtag.
Slump?
Okay.
Yeah, that could be the hashtag. Mark Lynn Baker was right.
So here we go. I think that the Madden part of this podcast was fine. I think that maybe this part, like, anyway, we just
upset.
Got stuck in the mud on adding stuff to the wheel.
Wait, don't say that it's bad during the show.
Well,
let the
listeners decide for
themselves.
I don't know how this is playing.
Bad.
I don't know if people are like, oh, I love this, or this is like, eh, maybe.
No, they
like,
love it.
I listened on 2X, or just tell me what's on
listen,
the...
Yeah, this is definitely a 2X
Just put
episode,
in the show notes what's coming up next week.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's say what's on the wheel. Let's spin the wheel, and we could get everyone home.
All right. Here is what is on the wheel. CSI New York, the podcast. That is going to be. We are going to do a deep dive into a true crime podcast where we really watch along from segment to segment and try to figure out what's going on in the mystery in a CSI New York episode. We have music videos. The podcast. We will take your suggestions on five or six music videos to watch.
I was thinking also, actually, what if we did like the top 10 on TRL on like one random day and just watched those, or top five or something?
Okay, that's
or is that like too much of a one time?
I think that's sort of the same thing as like now the 4/13/94.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So then, because this opens it up with like, we could talk about something from the 80s.
Any music video from the 80s, 90s, or today.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin Akiva on the drive. Then we have your tweets are trash. Boy, I'm not really feeling your tweets are trash.
I have an idea for it I think is good.
Okay, so I have to
and
wait.
Also, you can veto. I will not be offended if if you use your veto on your tweets.
I'm just saying, if Rob's choice comes up, we're not doing
it. We're not
tweets
picking your tweets.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? You don't have to say it. Do you have an idea for what you'd pick on Rob's choice?
Not offhand.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Then 10 or bin, aka 10 or trash.
Yes. People sending us in top 10 lists and we go over them.
Okay. Dadcast. We're going to answer the dad know-it-alls.
Yeah, the dad know-it-alls, dad questions. Ask. We'll complain about our kids, tell dad stories.
Yeah.
So that's a no-brainer.
4/13/94. We're going to talk about what was going on a specific day from the 90s.
Yes. We love the 90s, now called April 13th, 1994.
Yeah.
But that's not the day that we're going to be choosing. But what an upset that would be if that's the one day out of 3,500 whatever days in the 90s that we pick.
Seinfeld the Wizard, we go back and watch these.
We're still hoping that gets pushed back a few more weeks. I think it's a little early to go back. That could get a veto. Just warning.
Robin Akiva have a PR firm.
Yes.
Season 3, Episode 7, that is a double spot on the wheel.
Two spots on the wheel. That's got a sub-wheel where we spin against all those shows. What are the shows on the wheel right now?
Okay, the ping pong balls that are going to be made are Family Matters, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Seinfeld, Podcast. Small Wonder, Alf, and what was the last one?
Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Carmen Sandiego, okay.
Okay.
I just wrote Season 3, Episode 7, which
did
was
you watch
not,
Ghost
was not
Rider? Because that used to be on PBS.
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I watched it.
Okay.
Then we have Robin Akiva have a wife swap quiz. That's 10 questions by email to each of our wives, and then we get to guess the answers. Mm-hmm. Then kids' shows are trash.
Yes.
Rob's choice and Akiva's choice.
Okay, so that is, I think, 14 different things on the wheel, even though we just promised to put 10 on.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the wheel's getting a little crowded.
Wheels.
And really 15 things, because there's two, Season 3, Episode 7 gets two slots on the wheel.
Do you have the wheel open? Do you want the link the link to
see? I need the link to the wheel. Okay. I didn't tab the link to the wheel.
Okay. All right. So, Akiva, are you ready?
The moment of truth.
All right.
The wheel is so much fatter than last week.
There's a lot of stuff on the wheel. Here we go. Round and round and round she goes to come up with next week's podcast topic, slowing down, and it's music videos.
Oh, wow. Music videos with the win.
Music videos with the win. So what should our listeners do, Keeve?
Tweet at us ideas for music videos that you like, or email them in.
Okay.
And we will we'll pick, maybe we're going to watch 3, 5.
Yeah. Let's do five. Let's pick out five videos, maybe from, you know, different eras, genres, artists. So give us some picks of you, what videos you would like us to go to. We will link to them, and then we'll talk about what's going on in these different music videos. Maybe three. I think maybe let's do three for the first time out, because it might be five and it might be terrible and people might hate it. So let's pick out three.
We also have to watch the videos. It's a lot of homework. Each video is like 3 minutes.
So three videos. Like, let's not pick like, three. Early MTV New Age videos.
Yeah, we'll do different things. We'll do a 90s video. Maybe we'll do like 80s, 90s, and modern or something. 80s, 90s, and today. That's what it's called. Music videos, 80s, 90s, and today. That's the name of the podcast.
But today could be the 2000s.
Yeah, today is this century.
Right. Okay, 80s, 90s, and then today. That should be the name of the music video podcast.
Yeah, music videos, 80s, 90s, and today. Perfect.
So write in your suggestions. We'll watch three music videos. We'll link to them, and then we'll talk about those music videos. We're not going to talk about the quality of the music. Like, this is the greatest song that we've ever heard.
I mean, we could say that.
I've heard that, we don't know anything about music.
Yeah, we're not like big music. Well, you don't know anything about music. You leave concerts in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I claim to be like a music guy, but nobody likes my taste in music.
Yeah. And I really don't like it when you guys put a whole song at the end of the 32 Fans podcast.
Yeah, so we put it at the end of the 32 Fans podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe to that. We're doing 32 Fans podcasts about 32 NFL teams in 32 days. We put a song at the end of every episode. For the football previews, I put a song from that city. So
at least that's something.
Indianapolis Colts, I'll have like the best Indianapolis band, which was hard to find. That was probably the hardest city. So it's a local band from every city. Although Winchester does it, he doesn't know anything about music, so I don't know what he puts in. So we're music guys now. We're music experts. It's kind of similar to sports, and like music, you either like it or you really don't care about it. So we're going with the niche stuff. But are you happy that music videos was chosen?
Yeah, I think that's good. We're back on track. That we had a sports episode, and now we're going to come back in something that's a little bit more mainstream that everybody can jump into.
I think everything's more mainstream than us watching a CPU versus CPU game of Madden.
I liked it. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, I liked it too. But listen, we're sports fans. It's not, it's the haters out there who say sports are boring.
Yeah. And look, and when we get to the, springtime, I'll be very excited to have to call a baseball
game. It'll be the show, the podcast. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right, so we're down to 14 things on the wheel.
All right.
The wheel is getting fat.
All right. Akiva, do we have a hashtag for this specific episode?
Yeah, Mark Lynn Baker was right.
MLB was right, or?
MLB was right. Yeah, MLB was right.
That's a good hashtag. All right. Of course, we appreciate your feedback and your star ratings, especially if you liked and listened to this podcast in the iTunes store. This is the early days of this podcast, so this is especially important. I wanted to, on this podcast, that I listened to different podcasts, and they mention everybody that leaves them a review in the iTunes store, and I never did that before, and I feel like I'd like to call out everybody that actually left us a review for this podcast.
Oh, great. Yeah. Can you do that?
Yes. So I will personally thank everybody who did this, because I don't want to be too big time to not.
Can we roast them, though? You said roasting's bad. Should we just roast everyone who does that? Because John Gabris does that on his podcast.
Yeah. Well, he roasts everybody that leaves
them
a review.
Yeah. If you leave a no, just the opposite. He asks people to leave him reviews, but then roast him as the review.
Oh, you could say something. I wasn't going to read every review. I was going thank the people.
We're going to say a list of names?
Yeah.
What if the reviews were funny, though?
Okay. I mean, there's only four right now, so that's fine. Oh. Only 14.
Well, there's a lot more reviews. There's four written.
Only
reviews.
14 star ratings, and then there's
guys.
Yes.
And are they all five at least?
They're all five stars. Okay.
We got to get to 100 by next week.
BMF 1314. I believe that's Brett AKA
oh, you're doxing
Brent.
People now?
What? Well, no, it's public. It's
I'm
not doxing.
I'm teasing.
I have no idea what the hell I'm listening to, but it's great. Yes. Okay. Mm. Yes. That was
I feel
helpful.
That way about all of Brent's tweets, like about like Challenger tennis tournaments. But yeah, right okay. back at you.
Then for winner 48 said, so funny together. 5 stars. I love these two together. Robin Akiva mm-hmm. and Often Do talk about nothing, and I'd still listen. I love a little non-strategy, non-game fun in my podcast feed. Keep it up, guys, for the benefit of all of us.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Speaking on behalf of everybody.
Jeff P. 29 said, would listen to anything they podcast about. Well, almost anything.
We put you to the test. No, Jeff's a football fan. I think he's good this week.
Okay. And Monterey Mel writes, mind blown. This podcast is next level. Some may not get how cool it is right away, but that's exactly why it's so legendary and groundbreaking. I recommend this podcast solidly on top of my very impressive reputation.
Oh, boy. Monterey Mel sounds like a character. We should have him on. That should be a spot on the wheel.
Monterey Mel could be a woman.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So,
usually like that level of like arrogance is generally a dude, but fair.
All right. So there you go. Follow Akiva on Twitter at Keeve26. I'm at Rob Sister. Akiva, anything else?
I think we've used enough of people's time today.
I gotta go know edit commentary into a Madden YouTube video now after this.
We did say that if people like what we did, we will also re-edit to the wheel. So I'm sure there'll be a massive groundswell of people saying, put that right back on the wheel. We need more Madden commentary.
And of course, send us your ideas. Need a podcast at robuswebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.